Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is responding to Iran's demand for war reparations with his own demand for compensation from Tehran. The president writes on Truth Social that Iran should pay for all the people that they have killed and gravely wounded with their roadside bombs and many conflicts. The president adds that this demand will now be a part of any future talks with Iran. The powerful earthquake in Colombia now blamed for at least 111 deaths as search and rescue crews continue their work amid mountains of debris.
Local authorities in the cities most affected by the earthquake are desperately calling for reinforcements as the number of dead and injured continues to rise. The country's new president, Abelardo de la Espriella, has declared a national state of emergency and announced that he would personally visit the epicenter of the disaster, the impoverished western region of Chocó. The international community has also answered the plea for help. The government of neighboring Venezuela, which had two similar earthquakes in June, said it would send aid workers, and the U.S. government has pledged $15 million to help with the rescue effort.
The BBC's Rafael Rojas. President Trump signed an executive order on childhood vaccines, recommending, among other things, spacing out measles, mumps, and rubella shots.
So the MMR, we want to have separate visits, separate times. The vaccine being broken into three separate single doses and vaccines being administered in separate visits. For example, at 1 year, you should have five separate visits for vaccines rather than getting them all in the same day.
The Washington Post reporting an Iranian assassination threat prompted the president to secretly fly out of last month's NATO summit in Turkey on an alternate military aircraft. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 54 points, NASDAQ futures up 30 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you carrying more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Do you feel like you're running on a financial treadmill, making payment after payment, month after month, yet never getting ahead? If you're tired of watching your hard-earned money disappear into interest charges, there may be options available to help you take back control of your finances. At Total Financial Freedom, they'll show you what qualified consumers may be able to save through programs designed to help them resolve debt faster than making minimum payments alone. The consultation is free, confidential, and comes with absolutely no obligation. Why spend years, sometimes decades, paying thousands in interest when there may be a better path forward? Total Financial Freedom is a Christian-owned company that has helped thousands of Americans pursue financial freedom for nearly 20 years and is proudly A-plus rated and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now and ask how you can receive a complimentary copy of The Debt Dietitian. Stop running in place. Start moving toward financial freedom at 866-844-7344. 866-844-7344.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some rain is already arriving in the area from the west, and the rain out towards Frederick County coming into Carroll County and Howard County is a little bit heavier, so that's going to be coming in before the rush hour is over, but light rain right now. Getting a report there may be a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. I-95 in the construction area. Could be again today. We had one up there yesterday. I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. So heads up there. 76-mile marker. Some brief delays already going into the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another hot and steamy day with temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the mid and upper 90s, plus a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some downpours, some gusty winds possible. Some scattered showers linger tonight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in Nottingham and 72 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Severe storms left a trail of damage across central Maryland on Monday that brought heavy rain, high winds, and tornado warnings for Baltimore City and Baltimore, Anne Arundel, and Howard counties. The storms uprooted and downed trees and power lines throughout the area during the afternoon commute. Thousands of BGE customers were left without power, and the utility is continuing restoration efforts. In Cecil County, a house was struck by lightning, and in Columbia, a tree crashed onto a home. There was a temporary ground stop at BWI, and in Baltimore, the doors opened early for fans to see the K-pop group BTS at M&T Bank Stadium. And Baltimore City is taking action against what it calls the unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices of the Quisana brothers. The city claims the Waz brothers rent unlicensed apartments without working electricity or basic amenities like toilets, heat, or hot water. The winning Maryland lottery pick three was 825. The pick four, 6669. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports are brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the story last night in Minnesota was none other than Dean Kramer.
Two-thirds, trying to make it seven. He does. Cutter strikes out O'Neill. Seven strong from Dean Kramer in his Twins target field debut.
Yeah, Corey Provis had the call on Twins.tv. Dean Kramer paying immediate dividends for the Twins last night, limiting the Birds to one hit, one run in seven innings pitched as Minnesota dumps Baltimore further down the American League ladder. 9-5 last night, the final in Minnesota. O's starter Trevor Rogers lasted only four innings, allowing two earned runs, and the Twins scored seven off the Birds' bullpen in the final two frames. After the game, Rogers on seeing Dean Kramer across the diamond.
It was really, really weird seeing him in that uniform. You know, I gave him a hug before the game, you know, tell him I loved him and, you know, best of luck out there. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, he pitched really well.
He really did. He was on it. The loss drops the Birds five games under now at 57-62, three games back in the wild card race, four teams in front of them. And you may recall, just 6 days ago, the Birds were a half game out, one team in front of them. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's back to work today for the Baltimore Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up this hour, a special session. How much did it cost and who should pay the freight? A Towson football player charged with attempted murder, but friends, family, and coaches say, hey, this guy's a good dude. Must have been at the wrong place at the wrong time. But our top story today is the monster known as Dr. Fauci has struck again. Newly released text messages from Dr. Fauci's government-issued iPhone reveal the doctor was privately concerned about the harmful impact of the CCP virus jab for pregnant women while saying publicly there was no danger. The new revelations were disclosed Monday. Remember, there's over 34,000 text messages from only three contacts on his phone. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says that, again, there was a clear danger to pregnant women, and Fauci knew it.
But Anthony Fauci, in a text exchange with Vivek Murthy and Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director, they're talking about the COVID injection and having pregnant women take it. And in the middle of that text exchange, I think the key text is where Anthony Fauci is talking about the fact that the second dose creates a greater cytokine storm, that, you know, additional information that could have an impact on increased miscarriages in the first trimester.
So how bad was it? Well, they kind of spin it. They try to take a whole group of people during all three trimesters. The only problem with that is that, the spontaneous abortion, as it was known, or miscarriage, only happens usually in the first trimester of a pregnancy. And that was a staggering 82% of the women that took the jab had miscarriages in their first trimester.
So they put this study out there, but what they don't reveal, they do, but they don't account for it, is that 700 of those 827 women took the injection in their third trimester. Now, spontaneous abortions occur before 20 weeks. Third trimester starts after 28, so the relevant denominator would have been 127. So you would have had 124 miscarriages out of 127 of the women who got the injection in the first or second trimesters. That's an 82%, 82% miscarriage rate. That is shocking news.
Yeah, shocking news, but not shocking that Fauci and the folks at the CDC try to hide and cover up by deleting emails from HHS servers.
A gross misrepresentation by Tom Shimbakura, who is, by the way, he's the guy, in the head of safety surveillance for the CDC, who deleted his emails. And we've also found out that not only did he delete them on his devices, but somebody deleted them on HHS servers as well. That needs to be fully investigated in terms of violations of the Federal Records Act.
That's another crime in and of itself. And, of course, the bottom line is that Fauci knew. He knew the dangers. He was apprised of the dangers by Vivek Murthy and others, Rochelle Walensky, if you remember. And he lied about it publicly, telling women there was absolutely no danger to their pregnancy or their babies. And it gets much, much worse than that.
They lied. Again, you know, not one major news broadcast station or major newspapers covered my April 29th report, where I showed that Peter Marks, who's head of the division that approves vaccines and surveils for safety in FDA, was told that his algorithm analyzing variants was going to hide mass safety signals. And then for four consecutive months, using a new algorithm, senior FDA officials were shown dozens of safety signals, including sudden cardiac death, pulmonary infarction, which Fauci himself suffered from in June of 2021, Bell's palsy, different types of strokes. Mm-hmm. So, no, again, I've been frustrated that the news media hasn't been covering up that major scandal. I guess because this is attached to Fauci, maybe we'll start paying attention to how our federal officials, starting at the top with Anthony Fauci, lied to the American public, did not provide informed consent for those experimental gene therapy injections.
To me, that's monstrous criminal behavior and something that Todd Blanche and U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro ought to be looking at very, very carefully and hold him accountable. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Update now with Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and already some light rain, and now wreck on the Beltway. Outer loop right at the ramp at I-70 Security Boulevard. There, it's blocking the right side of the roadway. It looks at this point only one lane is getting by to the left. Fire department is there. The ramp to westbound I-70 is open. The straight through lanes are having the problem trying to get down now from I-70 towards Route 40. This just happened, and there is some very light rain there on the west side. Not a big backup yet, but it's not going to take long, because at a single lane here, it's going to back up very quickly back towards Liberty Road. When you get down to Windsor Mill Road, Right now, you need to be as far left as you can be. There's a report of a wreck. We had one here yesterday, southbound I-95 at Route 24. That construction area with one lane to the left and two lanes to the right. We had a problem there yesterday. They haven't changed the camber towards the southbound side yet, but that's the report as to where the accident is. You'll have a couple of vehicles stopped in the painted out area coming out of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Violent, severe thunderstorms rolled through the area late yesterday afternoon, early evening, and we get another dose on our wipe. Another hot and steamy day today, low 90s. Chance of scattered showers and storms. Downpours, gusty winds possible. Tonight, more of the same. Chances of scattered showers linger. Lows will be in the 70s. We got rain for the next hour, 71 in Columbia, 74 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg coming under fire because his super yacht refused to come to the aid of a boat that was under distress. Another cruise ship had to divert to save the passengers on that boat. Nice guy, huh?
Yeah. They said he wasn't on it.
Yeah. No, but it
so
is.
So they say.
Right. But it must be an easier way to unfriend somebody than letting them drown in the ocean.
That's nice. Why do you think? You see the size of that thing, that
yes.
boat?
Yes. He and Bezos are having a size matters debate.
Ew.
Yeah.
Jetstar, it's a budget airline out of Australia. They're now making headlines for being the first airline to charge passengers for using the overhead compartments.
Yep, you're right.
You know?
Wow.
Why?
Yeah, because everybody wants to make more money in the airline industry, and they're trying to squeeze us for every cent we got. Next thing you know,
charge?
When the masks drop for the oxygen, you'll have to swipe your credit card to use them.
I believe that.
Iran has issued a list of new demands in order to fully open the Strait of Hormuz. They said during negotiations they want a bowl full of only green M&Ms.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Elsewhere, labor statistics show 38% of Americans not participating in the labor force.
What a shock.
And most workers call it the first half of Monday and the last half of Friday.
Good God.
Good luck getting anybody to work during those two. Elsewhere, Brad Pitt no longer sober. Revealing in a recent interview that he, quote, I got back off the wagon, and he's now starting a new chapter of Alcoholics No Longer Anonymous.
Cliff Booth.
Yeah, exactly. Latest fashion trends, seeing men carrying purses. But enough about Mayor Pete. Let's
move.
A man with a hatchet seen fighting a man with a machete. Guess where? In a parking lot in Florida.
Who won?
Florida man versus Florida man.
Well, the heat drives them crazy this time of year.
Yeah. Florida night fights. You know, Friday night fights in Florida. That would be great, huh?
Yeah.
Machete versus a hatchet.
Yes.
I would think the machete would win.
You see a picture of these two losers. They look like they were both, rejects from...
Somebody needs attention.
Rejects from Meth Mountain or something. It was pretty bad. Hey, did you see what Annapolis is doing now? Annapolis now is going to... they're changing the speed cameras on a lot of, like Forest Drive. They're taking it from 40 miles per hour to 35 miles per hour, which they're posting the new speed limits. But the speed camera hours are now 24/7. So no longer. Sometimes they did it just
another
during school hours. Exactly. So now,
stop
of course,
it.
Starting September the 8th, the Annapolis Police Department announced city cameras currently operating from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. will be in operation 24/7.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except what they should do is 24/7 surveillance cameras on politicians in Annapolis.
Account.
Like, what's his name? Senator Muse, who was seen parking his SUV into a tree.
But that's okay. He only had one drink.
Only had one drink, that's right.
Well, they have those cameras on the JFX that work all the time. Speed cameras.
Yeah, they do. Well, some, of course, on the major. But this is, we're talking about just little residential roadways, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's usually where most of the offenders are, believe it or not.
Yeah. And the other thing that they do in D.C. is that they have so they put these cameras right when they drop the speed limit from 35 like 20 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's where they put the speed cameras, like right there. And they get a lot of people, believe me, a lot of people. That's why they generate some decent revenue.
Might get the criminals off the street.
And then there's the flock cameras. I think one thing that unites the left and the right are the flock surveillance cameras. Nobody likes them. Nobody likes being surveyed. 24/7.
Well, they should get them to flock out of there.
Very good.
I got to stop.
I know he would. Yeah, exactly. You better be careful.
Is that what's going up at $695, the flock cameras, or are they? Is it something else? Did you notice they're putting them on?
Oh, those big crosses?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's just so you can make your way around the beltway safely, those crosses.
Sure.
Right, exactly. This is Keith said traffic jam. You can take a lasso and throw it up there and kind of... Like Tarzan, make your way to work.
There you go.
The last thing you hear is, who greased that vine?
Exactly. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 620. We're talking Dr. Fauci. Lines are open, 410-922-6680. Do you believe that he should be criminally charged for the latest? Let me tell you what he said on February 3rd, 2021. Publicly, quote, FDA has found thus far, and we have to be careful, but thus far, no red flags about that about pregnant women. And he knew. He knew at the time of the threat that they had. On August 30th of 2021, he said, well, the vaccine saved tens and tens and tens of thousands of women who've been followed by the CDC, who've been vaccinated when they were pregnant. There's no indication whatsoever there's any increase of any adverse issues in a pregnant woman who was vaccinated compared to a pregnant woman who wasn't. It's pretty clear that pregnant women should get vaccinated, end of quote. And he knew of the 82% miscarriage rate in the first trimester of those pregnant women that got the jab. To me, that is just beyond being a liar. I think that's criminal behavior. When you push something that you know is not safe to a group of people and you tell them that it's safe, I got to tell you, that should be a slam dunk indictment. We'll see if Todd Blanche and Judge Pirro are up to the task or not. They got to get all their ducks in a row for sure. Vinny Steers, your home sold guarantee, Realty. Vinny has all sorts of programs to help sell your home when you list with Vinny. He's got the trade-in home program, much like you would a car. He's got all the details on that. The sell your home and stay your home program, which you can sell it and stay in it up to 12 months while you look for your home to move to, because a lot of times it's about timing when you're trying to sell your home and buy a new home to move to. And then there's the Fix It to Sell program, where if you don't feel like dealing with the contractors and it does need some repair, like say new roof or siding or whatever the case may be, Vinny will hire the contractors, he'll get all the work done, and he'll subtract the cost, and it's usually at a pretty good discount than at closing or at settlement. So he's the guy to call when you want your property to sell. Once you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold, guaranteed. Or Vinny buys it from you and pays you in cash at market rates. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteo.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Remember yesterday we told you that Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer has already sent criminal subpoenas to Fauci. Louisiana, Alabama, and West Virginia, other states are contemplating. Of course, our illustrious AG Anthony Brown will do nothing of like that. God forbid he protect the pregnant women of Maryland. Of course, damage is already done in most of these cases. We're getting reaction here from President and from Jay Padarachara, and also the newly released text, another just bombshell revelation. And this is just the first tranche of text that they've looked at to release. There are over 30,000 others that they're still trying to wade through. It's unbelievable. 623 traffic and weather on the threes. The update with Lugnuts Johnson.
And a big problem on the Beltway West side already this morning. Outer loop right at the ramp at I-70. The wreck is blocking everything but the left-hand lane. The ramp to westbound I-70 is open. So if you're going that way, you'll stay over on the right side and take that ramp. If you're coming straight through from Liberty Road trying to go to Route 40, you need to be in the left-hand lane, and that is the only lane open. As I said just about 10 minutes ago, going to back up very quickly towards Liberty, and it's already there, and it's working its way back now towards 795. Pretty solid backup through there. Have not yet seen this wreck. Still reported southbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and steamy again today. Low 90s, chance of scattered showers and storms, downpours, gusty winds once again today. Tonight, more of the same. So it's going to be pretty much all week long. Right now, cloudy 73 in Ocean City, 72 in rain in downtown Baltimore. And we just heard from our buddy C. Gish over at the State Highway. He said, those are not flock cameras on the Beltway on 695. He says it's part of the overhead shoulder project, currently in design and pre-construction and construction stages. So, we'll get more information on that as we go. But it is not, that's not part of the flock surveillance network, according to C. Gish. We've heard from Paz. He says that, regarding Dr. Fauci, that he's the most evil doctor in U.S. history. Fauci's phone is more proof that he intentionally withheld critical medical information from the public. The Wuhan weasel might be protected from federal prosecution. That's based on the Biden pardon, maybe. But I don't see citizens or why citizens had their careers ruined, experienced myocardial infarctions, or suffered miscarriages aren't filing class action suits against this narcissistic scumbag that hurt more Americans than any doctor in U.S. history. We also find out that these newly released text messages from Dr. Fauci's issued iPhone expose yet another stunning example of the COVID regime's two-faced messaging. Again, we find out that, according to Vivek Murthy, who he was one of the contacts in his phone, he said in a text, I've been hearing the concern about the mRNA causing mutations in the developing fetus as well. That's a really good point. Regarding the cytokine storm post second dose. End of quote. The very next day, Murthy flagged a WHO announcement advising against pregnant women taking the Moderna vaccine due to lack of data, asking Fauci and Rochelle Walensky for their take, because I imagine we will all get asked about this. Fauci responded by emphasizing the need to weigh risks against COVID itself and claimed more than 10,000 pregnant women already been vaccinated with no issue. So they knew the miscarriage rate was extraordinarily high, 82%, and they knew that there were chances of mutations, deformities, or other organs not fully developed, things of that nature, in babies in utero, and they went ahead and pushed this poison anyway. Why? And guess, remember why they pushed it? You couldn't get it, couldn't spread it, lie. All it did was alleviate or lessen some of the symptoms, and babies died as a result of it. People died as a result of it, and the president was asked about it yesterday.
Well, the Biden administration was a disaster in every way. That would be just one way, but they have been a disaster in every single way. It's unimaginable what they did in that.
Yeah, but it's unimaginable. He's right. But now that we've seen it, we can't unsee it. And I think people need to be held accountable. That's the only way you stop this nonsense, is by holding people accountable, by giving him a pardon at the federal level. Well, let's see what the states can do. And let's see what kind of civil lawsuits. Where are the attorneys? Where are the lawyers advertising, as we see, with every little thing, every little medical device that comes out, whether it's Johnson & Johnson or anything else, the malpractice or the medical litigation attorneys, they flood the television airwaves with ads about, if you have used talcum powder, call 1-800-GET-A-LAWYER, whatever the case is. Where are all those lawyers? Where are all the malpractice attorneys going after Fauci? Okay? This is why some, not all, some attorneys give the profession a bad name. In this particular case, I would think it, of course, and he's got money. He doesn't have as much money as the U.S. government, but he's got money. He should be stripped of all his money, just given, basically, he should do some time. Jay Bhattacharya, of course, he's working in the Trump administration, and he had this to say in reaction to the Fauci texts that were released yesterday.
And Tony Fauci was a major figure in trying to get those COVID shots off, past the finish line. He owed the American public some transparency regarding his honest thoughts. Generally, it's the FDA that regulates products and checks for side effects and so on. The NIH develops the science that produces the new vaccines. One lane and another lane. Tony Fauci, in some sense, was out of his lane, push and then use that power to tell American one thing when he really thought another.
Yeah. So there you have it. And this is just tip of the iceberg. This is what we're learning right now. 82% miscarriage rate first trimester and mutations in babies in utero.
were the main concern, and yet they went on television, in radio interviews, in print interviews, and they told pregnant women there is no danger to you or your baby. That is criminal.
All right, folks, if you're a contractor and if you're trying to keep that kitchen remodeling project on time and on budget or even under budget in some cases and really look good to your clients and customers, Elegant Kitchen and Design is your place you want to go. There's showrooms on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. Go see my good friend Mike at Elegant Kitchen and Design. All the cabinetry is on display so you can see it in different layouts and colors and styles, et cetera. And they have quartz, granite, and quartzite countertops all on display in their warehouse there at Elegant Kitchen and Design. Check them out, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. 6:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie.
Good morning, thanks. A federal judge has reinstated the construction permit for the developer working on a proposed Howard County ICE facility. In February, the county revoked permits for the Elk Ridge project, and in March, developer Genesis GSA filed a lawsuit against the county. U.S. District Judge Adam Abelson's order allows the developer to continue its work at the site on Meadow Ridge Road. The project was 90% complete when the permits were pulled. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly shooting in Essex. Shortly before noon, officers were called to Bladen Road for a report of an assault in progress. When officers arrived, they found the victim in a vehicle with an apparent gunshot wound, and he was pronounced dead at a hospital. Less than an hour earlier, police responded to a double shooting a mile away on Banyanwood Court that claimed the lives of a man and a woman. Both shootings remain under investigation. And the State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating a fatal house fire in Carroll County. The fire on Old Westminster Pike in Finksburg claimed the life of a 64-year-old man and sent a 77-year-old woman to a Baltimore burn center. The fire broke out at around 5:30 Monday morning, and it originated in the kitchen area of the home. Investigators have found no signs of criminal activity, but the cause of the fire remains under investigation. And Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a homicide on Treeway Court in Towson. 37-year-old Michael Burnett is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of 32-year-old India Johnson on Sunday morning. Burnett is currently being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. And two Maryland men have been indicted on federal charges related to a cross-country meth trafficking operation. Samir Footman of Halethorpe and Kenny Guyton of Glen Burnie are each charged with conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute controlled substances. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank. Member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code FAST to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code FAST. To borrow up to $10,000, use code FAST to borrow up to $10,000.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway has cleared from the outer loop at the ramp at I-70. All the lanes are back open again. It did some damage, though. We're backed up almost back and maybe just now touching the ramp area. Yeah, just below 795. So right there at that point, that's where the backup begins. It's getting better at I-70, but it's going to take a while. And with the heavy traffic now and some light rain, it might not recover. So right now we're stop and go beginning at 795, at least down to Route 40. There's a new wreck at Arundel County, northbound I-97 at Quarterfield Road. Trying to get a look at that. The report of an accident still there. Don't see any big delays so far, but heads up in Harford County, southbound I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another hot and steamy day with temperatures in the low 90s, feel-like temperatures in the mid and upper 90s, plus a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some downpours, some gusty winds possible. Some scattered showers linger tonight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Dean Kramer wasn't the only problem the Orioles had last night.
Another good swing. High and deep to left field. Back it goes, and that ball's gone. A line drive laser to the bleachers in left. Martin's third, and it's 1-0 Twins.
Corey Provis had the call on Twins.tv. Austin Martin was all over the birds last night. Four hits and five trips, including that solo blast in the third, as the Twins would play five in the seventh, mostly off Rico Garcia, to bang out a 9-5 win over Baltimore in Minnesota. It was the Orioles' fourth loss in their last five games. And the beneficiary was former Oriole Dean Kramer, who went seven innings, allowing just one hit and one run. After the game, Trevor Rogers, the Orioles starter, commenting on Kramer wearing the Twins' red, white, and blue.
It's just a tough situation in baseball. You know, I love the guy, but you know, at the end of the day, we still want to win. But yeah, he pitched really well.
The Orioles did fight back in the latter innings with a pair of runs in the eighth and a pair in the ninth. Kobe Mayo was 2-for-4 with three driven in. Jackson Holliday continued with his hot bat, a pair of hits as well. O's moves yesterday, they recalled reliever Cam Sanders from AAA Norfolk. Left-hander Kate Povich was optioned, which could create room for Chris Bassett in the Orioles' rotation. Meanwhile, out west last night, the Rays with an epic comeback over the Athletics, trailing 6-2 in the eighth.
And there it goes, deep to left field, and the Rays have cut it to 1 with one big swing by Junior Caminero.
Call was on Rays TV. Junior Caminero's 34th shot of the year was a three-run blast that fueled an 8-run eighth as Tampa Bay rallies for a 10-6 win over the Athletics. Ravens were off yesterday, back at it this morning at 11 a.m. with some reinforcements on that defensive line that's been pummeled by injury, with no less than three key pieces missing from 11-on-11 last week. Head coach Jesse Minter, though, happy to see Calais Campbell and John Jenkins back in the fold.
I mean, both of them just experience, physicality, size, length, the ability to impact the game both in the run and the pass. Great to have them back out there. And, you know,
fellow defensive tackle Nnamdi Matabike is still doing individual work, and Aeneas Peoples didn't practice Sunday. Mammoth defensive tackle Travis Jones is yet to come off the pup list. It'll be the Ravens and Eagles, don't forget, Saturday night at 7 p.m. at M&T Bank Stadium. The time now is 6:37 when we return Honesty from the Owner.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Okay, so David Rubenstein, the owner of the Baltimore Orioles, is a native. Grew up in Northwest Baltimore, lived on Beaufort Avenue until he was about 10 years old, then went to Falstaff Road, Pimlico Junior High School, right? City College. I mean, you
Baltimore
know.
Baltimore through and through.
Right, through and through. Made these comments. This is a little lengthy, but I want to play it, about his ownership of the Orioles.
Look, to be honest, here's what happened. I bought a team that was heavily criticized by some for not putting enough money in, okay? So the team was in first place in the American League East when I bought it, the year before I bought it. I've now taken them to last place. So I put in a lot of money. I've tripled with Mike Arrigan and I have tripled the salaries, yet we went from first place to last place. So, you know, it's a little frustrating and embarrassing. I'm really embarrassed about it. I'm trying to do what I can to fix it and turn it around. And, you know, we'll see. I hope when my obituary is written, they will be say World Series champion rather than Carlisle co-founder as the headline.
All right. So they went from first to worst. They tripled the salary. Who do you think that's an indictment of?
It's got to be Mike Elias.
I think he's losing his patience.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
It's got to be Mike Elias. So, again, he's not making the personnel decisions. And maybe Elias is the one that hires the coaches and the manager. Well, they hires the manager. The manager hires the coaches or whatever, and he's the one that's actually making the trades and yeah. and drafting these players.
You know, there's a learning curve for an owner. There's a ramp up period, and yeah. I think after 2 years now, that's probably about over. So the off season, well, depending on what the O's do, but right now, obviously, they're not in it. It was going to be very interesting here in Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I think we'll know by Labor Day that this is over.
You're probably right.
You know, so we'll see what happens. I hope I'm wrong, but
yep.
I've seen this before. And stop the madness, please. Thanks, Gary.
All right,
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Speaking of madness, a 19-year-old Towson University football player facing multiple felony charges, and he remains behind bars after a judge ordered him held without bail Monday. You know, we often criticize judges for releasing individuals like this, and I want to give this judge all the credit in the world because these are very, very serious charges. A hearing for Cordell Jefferson was held in Baltimore County Courtroom, just not too far from Towson campus, and allegedly dozens of friends, family members, former coaches, fellow football players, teammates packed the room in show of support of Cordell Jefferson. Every seat in the courtroom was filled, some supporters forced to stand along the walls. Jefferson's attorney said even the judge remarked on the unusually large turnout. He faces very serious charges, attempted murder, assault, and armed carjacking, stemming from a shooting and carjacking last month outside the Liberty Place Apartments in Randallstown. According to charging documents, the victim, who has not yet been named, was waiting outside Liberty Place Apartments on July the 20th. Two men approached, allegedly forced their way into his vehicle. Investigators say the victim was struck in the face with a gun. Investigators then say the victim began pleading with both suspects not to take his car, but when they resisted, the victim was reportedly shot in the arm, and the suspects drove off in his car. The documents go on to say investigators used surveillance video, cell phone records to connect Cordell Jefferson and 20-year-old Garen Davis to the crime. Investigators are saying Davis, not Jefferson, was the trigger guy. Attorneys for the two men pushed for their release Monday described the incident as a drug deal gone wrong, noting that neither defendant has a criminal record. But ultimately, the judge said no. Both Jefferson and Davis are to be held without bail, citing the seriousness of the charges and concerns about public safety. And kudos to this judge. Jefferson graduated from St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, where former coaches and teammates described him as a leader and a scholar athlete. Here's his high school coach.
Unfortunately, he was shot in eighth grade in a crossfire, I think coming home from practice. Having that type of story where he is now, I think that says a lot.
All right, well, yeah, it might say a lot. It would have been a great story. Had he gone on to, you know, continue to do a pull a 3.5, graduate, play football, but obviously something went awry, but his defenders outside the courtroom were, you know, basically pleading his case.
Cordell was a special individual.
The court was so packed, people had to stand up against the wall.
Yeah. His attorney, Jessica Rubin, says that even she was impressed.
When I say that I've never seen somebody have so many loved, so much support, so much community, I truly mean it.
His grandmother, Cheval Clark, said she was disappointed with the judge's decision to hold him without bail.
I'm a little disappointed, you know, but I'm going to let things take us, you know, go through the steps it needs to go through, because I'm quite sure he will be vindicated.
But one of the common refrains yesterday after this case was adjudicated, the early parts of it, is that Cordell must have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Still stand 100% behind him and his family that maybe it's wrong place, wrong time, and maybe it's not him at all.
I'm not sure. It's just wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, well, that's a convenient excuse, but I'm not buying it, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. Why I don't buy the wrong place, wrong time excuse. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's a man that's always in the right place at the right time. Lug Nuts Johnson.
Not all my life, Mr. Casey, but
most of your life.
Here lately, because yeah. Where am I going to go?
it's from here, the only way place you can go is up.
Yeah, I don't even try to go over near Loudoun Park. I just keep riding right on by.
There you go.
You know, I don't want to make any stops or anything. Interloop of the Beltway, the report is right after Route 702 and the split from the Beltway. So if you're coming around the Beltway from Pulaski Highway, going to go down towards the Back River Bridge and towards East Point, the report of an accident there. The problem is both the cameras in that area between there and the Back River Bridge are out. So I don't have a visual on it, but I do see from the data that there is a backup there. And apparently it's in the right lane. So right after you make that turn, and then that section of the Beltway is only two lanes. So I'm going to keep an eye on this camera at Pulaski Highway, and we would see the backup from there being affected by that wreck after the split there at Route 702. The earlier wreck on the outer loop at I-70 has been gone. It's going to have to recover. It's still backed up, and it's going to be slow from 795 all the way down through Route 40. We're starting to see some brake lights now with the heavier traffic southbound going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. And at last check, I'm just changing the camera now. Yeah, it's slow at O'Donnell Street there, and I don't think it's quite. Yeah, it's already backed up now. It's going back towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So a little more than a 5 to 7 minute delay southbound on 895. It looks like 95 is still running okay, and I'm flipping over there to O'Donnell Street, and 95 south is clear right at that point. 5 to 7 minute delay in building on 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's coming again. Another hot, steamy day today. Low 90s. Chance of scattered showers, storms, and heavy downpours. Gusty winds possible throughout the day today and overnight as well. Rain for the next hour, 74 in Annapolis. It's 70 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name Butterball Johnson.
Tired of not eating meat. Meat's good. Good for men. And potatoes. I like potatoes. And I like gravy on my potatoes. Yum! Yum!
Yeah. I love potatoes. Love those spuds.
I do too.
Do you like club sandwiches, Chuck?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you normally eat your club sandwich?
With my hands.
So do I. But that we're being told that is uncouth of us, and the British tell us why.
How to eat a club sandwich. Now, you should know by now that we don't use a knife on bread. There are exceptions. This is one of them. So we're going to take our knife and fork, and from the side closest to us, from the bottom of the club sandwich, we can cut a portion off and eat.
Yes, you're supposed to cut up your club sandwich and enjoy it that way, not with your fingers and hands.
Well, he could just shut up.
I use both.
Use both knife and hands?
Yes.
Okay. Well, have to hold it together. That's why they give you those little toothpicks.
Yeah.
You don't need the knife.
When it starts,
I do grab the sandwich. I stick my pinkies out on both sides.
When it starts breaking apart, I have to start using my fork. So I, eat it all.
Now, I've seen people cut it in half. If you get the big triangle.
Yeah.
Well, it's already cut anyway.
You cut it in half, and then you make it more manageable, but you're still eating it with your hands.
That's how you know you have a really good sandwich.
That's right. It's a nice big one.
Yes.
7-Up just made a major change for the flavor you've known for decades. Remember they used to call it a lemon-lime soda?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be a lime-lemon formula.
No.
Yeah. What? Now, people that have tasted say you can barely taste the difference. It may be a little bit less sweet, the lime-lemon formulation, than the lemon-lime. Again, it's all about, when you're trying to rebrand and sell more soda. Yeah, in a time when people are drinking less soda, that's what it's all about.
So, how much more sugar?
I don't think it. There may be less sugar. They don't give us the. Of course, you get the zero sugar formulation as well.
And that's not too bad. It tastes hard.
Yeah.
I like seltzer water with a little lemon.
Yeah. Or just regular water with lemon is good
as
well.
I like vodka with a little lemon.
Yes, you do.
That's always good, too.
You like a little lemon with your vodka.
Gin and tonic.
I have some right now.
That's right. Dollar Quesaritos are back at Taco Bell today from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at participating locations nationwide. That's a good deal. Just a dollar for a quesarito.
Yeah.
Good stuff, folks. And by the way, if you didn't know, seasoned ground beef, seasoned rice, chipotle sauce, and reduced fat sour cream rolled up into a grilled cheese quesadilla. Two pizza spots have opened up in Ellicott City with two more to come. We're told that Hot Garbage Pizza. Not sure about the name.
Nope.
But it's on Tiber Alley in Main Street in Ellicott City, former site of the Rumor Mill. So five options, margarita, pepperoni, white, grandma's garbage classic, and rotating seasonal special. Now I'm intrigued. I want to know what the heck goes in a garbage pizza.
Right.
Maybe it's everything.
Everything, right?
Yeah.
Everything left over. Yeah, that might be good.
Yeah.
There's River House on Main, brought new life to former Tersigill's French Country Restaurant in Old Ellicott City. So you got the River House. And Jelly's Pizzeria, New York-style pies, opening up soon on Baltimore National Pike in Howard County. And Tony's of New York. When you go to Tony's, like stepping into New York Pizzeria without spending hours on I-95, they say.
Now, they fixed the creek in Ellicott City for the most part, right?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Still some more work that needs to be done. But, again, the Tony's of New York is opened up July 13th in the Enchanted Forest Shopping Center. So there you have it. Lots of pizza, again, options in Howard County and Ellicott City to choose from. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate
that. Sir.
Pinky's out. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And you can join us here, 410-922-6680. Here's where I think, again, now this young man, maybe he was at St. Francis Academy. Good, you have to be a good football player to play there. He's at Towson. He's got a 3.5. He's on the Towson team. He started making a series of bad decisions. Bad decision number one is you hang out with a guy like Garen Davis, right? That's bad decision number one. You got to choose your friends carefully, especially those that are bad influences. Bad decision number two, you got into a car and, you know, he must have known where they were going. You know, that's possible that Garen Davis didn't tell him. But when he found out that he had a gun, at some point, that's you. I want out. Okay, just drop me off, or let me out right here, and I'll call somebody to pick me up. I'll get an Uber. I'll get a Lyft. I want no part of this. As soon as he saw the gun, and did he know that they were going to conduct a drug transaction? Was he part of this drug transaction? And when did he know that his partner had a gun? At any time, he could have made that decision to not participate in this crime, to take the guy's car, to shoot him, to engage in a drug transaction, but yet he did that anyway. So this idea, look, it happens, unfortunately, more often than you would think. People that make bad decisions end up paying the rest of their lives for. That's why it's important to think before you act. Get your thoughts on that as well. 410-922-6680. Rescue Natural Supplements, it's Customer Appreciation Month all during the month of August. Just our way of saying thank you for being great customers and listeners here to WCBM. Rescue's been a long-time supporter of WCBM programming and kind of our host. I take a lot of their products. Many of our employees do as well. And I think everyone should be on an omega-3, number one. I think that is where you start. And no matter what you're interested in, right now you can save 50% when you buy five or more single bottles, mix and match, no combo packs, a part of this deal, and you get free shipping as well. Use the coupon code VIP50 to order your favorite Rescue Natural supplement today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Just give them the coupon code VIP50, order five bottles or more, and you get 50% off your order, or you can just plug that coupon code in at checkout at res-q.com. Again, the code VIP50, our way of saying thank you for being a customer at Rescue Natural Supplements.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Imagine having your own Delaware beach house, a place for your family, your vacations, and even rental income when you're not there. That dream may be closer than you think with Adam Kasabi of Long & Foster. Adam specializes in Delaware beach properties and helps buyers find the perfect home in Rehoboth, Lewis, Bethany, and Dewey Beach. Stop throwing money away on rentals and start investing in your future. Call or text Adam Kasabi at 302-864-8643. Or go to buyindelaware.com.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up, the numbers are in on how much the special session of the General Insane Asylum cost. And the question is, who should pay? We know one person that never pays. That's Chuck Whitaker, the current reigning president of the International Brotherhood of Freeloaders, where beggars can be choosers. Here he is once again with the latest on traffic.
And the other side of that, if it's free,
it's for me. Yes.
Leave us not get carried away. The Fort McHenry Tunnel traffic southbound beginning to slow just a little bit now around the O'Donnell Street ramp. Some of that is reacting to the light rain in the area. And then the Old Harbor Tunnel with delays now going back towards the Eastern Avenue ramp. and back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. It's stop and go. It's moving going into the tunnel, but just the normal heavy traffic now, and the rain kind of aggravating the situation just a bit at both the tunnels. Even getting heavier now going into the Fort McHenry tunnel, but it looks like all the lanes are open and all four lanes are clear coming out on the south side. The new wreck on the Beltway, haven't seen it. No cameras there working. Inner loop after the ramp at Route 702. So again, if you're coming around the Beltway from Pulaski Highway, you're heading towards East Point. That was supposed to be in the right-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for this Tuesday. Hot and steamy again. Low 90s. Chance of scattered showers and storms. And here we go again. Heavy downpours. Gusty winds possible. That was a violent, severe thunderstorm rolled through here yesterday afternoon and evening. Tonight, more chance of scattered showers lingering. Lows in the 70s. And right now, cloudy 73 in Ocean City, 72 with light rain in downtown Baltimore. Just a couple of local stories I wanted to share with you here this morning regarding, well, first off is the Maryland two-day special session on congressional redistricting last week. Could cost taxpayers as much as close to $51,000 in meal and hotel reimbursements alone. Okay, so the total cost, we're not sure. The final bill for the two-day session still being tallied as the lawmakers are submitting their expense reports. According to the DLS, Electric Bill's office told The Sun it expects the actual cost to be much lower, between $10,000 and $20,000, based on what lawmakers claimed during previous special sessions. Either way, again, I think that first and foremost, this was a partisan call to meet for this special session. This should be paid not by the taxpayers of the state of Maryland. It should be paid by the Maryland Democrat Party. They should pay the foot. And again, we've already been, insulted, and we have been injured enough with the largest tax increase in history in 2025. Now they're adding insult to that injury by tacking on another $51,000 for the Maryland General Insane Asylum. So Maryland Democrat Party, you should pick up the tab since it benefited you and only you, or will benefit you and only you, in trying to get rid of Andy Harris's seat complete the run 8-0 in the congressional delegation. I also found it interesting that Baltimore's expanding its aggressive weekend security operation beyond Fells Point. First time this summer, they brought road closures and parking restrictions in Federal Hill in the past weekend. City officials intensify efforts to prevent large gatherings and the teen takeovers. But here's what they were. If you were visiting Fells Point or Federal Hill this past weekend, you encountered identification checks, road closures, parking restrictions, in some cases bag searches under the rules announced Friday by the Mayor's Office of Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. The only difference in Federal Hill is that the bag searches or ID checks for visitors 17 and older won't be required. So let me see if I get this straight. They're just to visit Federal Hill and Fells Point, you had to have an ID, but you don't need one to vote in the city of Baltimore. See, I thought that blacks and women weren't able to get IDs because Democrats have told me this. You know, they said, you know, blacks are just, you know, they're for some reason, they just can't get it together, get themselves an ID. And women, well, the women, because they have the name change thing and everything going on there, they're just, I don't know if they're too lazy or they don't know what's going on or whatever. It's not me saying it. It's the Democrats are saying this about blacks and women. But apparently, blacks and women have IDs and can get in to visit Federal Hill and Fells Point. Just pointing that out. Maryland sports wagering. That market generated nearly $8.5 million during the month of July. Sports bettors in Maryland wagered nearly $500,000 during July of 2026 and won back $440,000 in prizes, according to sportsbook operators. But I also want, where's the money going? And this is where I found out. Of the $8.4 million in state contributions from July, $6.4 million went to public education programs, including the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund. Again, all of it, retail sports wagering, mobile sports wagering,
Most of it goes to the Blueprint Fund. Only 5% goes to the state's general fund. So here we are again, because remember, they give no funding mechanism when they installed the Blueprint for the Future. And now they're gambling money, wagering, is going to the education. Most of it's going to the Blueprint for the Future because they have no other way to pay for it. So it's interesting that... imagine what they had to do if we didn't have the sports book and the Maryland Lottery and the rest of it. So most of all is, you know, this is called sin taxes, if you will. So the sin taxes are allegedly going to the betterment of our children. But then we actually look at the numbers and we find out that it ain't working. The money is being wasted. We're not getting a better educated child in the state of Maryland, at least in the city of Baltimore and some other jurisdictions. There are some counties that do a pretty good job, but again, a lot of them are not are getting left behind, that is for sure. All right, so stay with us here. 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It was an elaborate deception, one specially designed to protect President Trump. In light of an Iranian assassination threat, the Washington Post reports a decoy aircraft was deployed to carry the president home from last month's NATO summit in Turkey. Instead of Air Force One, Mr. Trump was actually on a smaller Air Force plane. Instead of 18, the Trump administration now recommends kids be vaccinated against 11 childhood ailments, part of an executive order signed by President Trump. Also recommended the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine be administered as three separate shots instead of a single one. 111 and counting, the death toll from the latest earthquake to strike South America.
Search teams dug through the rubble in Cali, Colombia, after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck, collapsing hundreds of buildings. By Monday afternoon, people had begun reporting their loved ones missing on digital databases. One listed more than 2,000, the number steadily climbing. Barbara Mello with World Vision.
A lot of people are in need right now.
She tells Sky children are of particular concern.
We as adults don't know how to react. Imagine the children.
The desperate scenes recall the searches still ongoing in neighboring Venezuela after it was devastated by powerful back-to-back earthquakes in June that killed more than 6,300 people. I'm Ben Thomas.
Voters in seven states casting ballots in today's primaries. One of the highest profile contests, Wisconsin. That's where a Democratic socialist, Francesca Hong, seats a Democrat nomination for governor, and she is ahead in the polls. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures narrowly mixed this hour. The Dow futures are down 3 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 83 points higher, and the S&P futures are up 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're back to about 15 to 20 minutes now, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Combination of the heavy traffic, light rain this morning now in the area. So 95 is backing up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge towards Moravia Road, and 895 is slowing near the Erdman Avenue ramp. No issues. Everybody's moving, but it's completely backed up now, both on the southbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel and on 95. 45 minutes ago, we had a wreck reported I-97 northbound at Quarterfield Road that may be grabbing some attention. The Beltway west side still hurting from a wreck that occurred right around 6 this morning on the outer loop at I-70. In the backup, there may be another report of an accident near the ramp at Security Boulevard, so that's still holding us up as you're coming down the west side from 795 and eventually down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another hot and steamy day with temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the mid and upper 90s, plus a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some downpours, some gusty winds possible. Some scattered showers linger tonight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Falston and 71 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Harford County Sheriff's Office has announced a third arrest following an investigation with journalist Chris Hansen and his takedown team. 31-year-old Lawrence Purser of Aberdeen is charged with solicitation of a minor. The arrest announcement comes after Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor announced the arrest of Kenneth Goodick and Robert Swarthout, who allegedly engaged with an undercover deputy who was posing as a 15-year-old boy online. And the state fire marshal's office says a weekend fire caused $600,000 in damage to a Carroll County home. Firefighters were called to Vance Drive in Mount Airy shortly after 4:30 Sunday afternoon after a neighbor spotted the fire. It took around 80 firefighters around 2 hours to bring the fire under control, and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And Howard County's Department of Public Works will hold a virtual community outreach meeting Wednesday to discuss 18 new proposed school zones. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 825. The pick 4 was 6669. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, let's take you back to pregame last night. This is before the O's Twins game. Manager Albanez on facing former pitcher Dean Kramer.
It's going to be fun to see Dean. It's going to be weird as well. You know, just what he meant to the organization, to myself, to this team. And
so then Kramer took the hill against his former team a couple hours later and pitched the game of his life.
Two-thirds, trying to make it seven. He does. Cutter strikes out O'Neill. Seven strong from Dean Kramer. In his Twins target field debut.
Corey Provis had the call on Twins TV. Ah, yes, revenge apparently is best served cold. Kramer limiting the Orioles to one hit, one run in seven innings as the Twins dump Baltimore further down the American League ladder, 9-5 last night. The final, it was in Minnesota. The Birds did score four runs in the final two frames in the eighth and ninth, but to no avail, Kobe Mayo with two hits and three driven in for Baltimore. Ravens summer camp, the headlines have been dominated by rookie Jacoby Lane, so it was interesting interesting to see the other receiver drafted by Baltimore at the mic the other day, talking about Elijah Surratt, the fourth-round pick out of Indiana, by way of St. Francis Academy in East Baltimore, when asked if he minded at all that Lane was taking up all the oxygen in the room.
That's my brother right there. We met at the combine, and it's been nothing but love ever since then. So I love being out there with Jacoby, man. He's a playmaker. He's effortlessly good. He just goes out there and makes plays, man. He's going to be a great receiver. And, of course, being around those type guys, being around great players, that always pushes me because I want to be the best, too. He wants to be the best. So it's great having someone like that to continue to push me and allow me to push him as well.
Ravens and Eagles will be this Saturday night at 7 p.m. at M&T Bank Stadium. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Locksley being really honest in College Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at when and how did the Baltimore County Public School System learn of an employee arrest, and why weren't the parents and students alerted sooner. Also, Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown and 20 other Democrats colluded and coordinated to take down President Trump using lawfare. We'll take a look at that story as well. Our top story here today, it has been 568 days, and not a single person has been arrested, charged with the attempted overthrow of the Trump administration and with this soft coup called the Russia hoax. Not a single person. There was some low-level lawyer that was charged in the first term, Kevin Kleinsmith, I think his name was, but that was just, again, I don't think he actually did much jail time, if any. And this is to Attorneys General Jeff Sessions, Matt Whitaker, Bill Barr, Pam Bondi. Nada. Zilch. Zero. So now that Todd Blanche is no longer the acting attorney general, is fully confirmed as the attorney general, I'm hoping and praying that we're going to finally get some answers. Peter Navarro writing the New York Post this week, saying that on May 16th, 2017, the FBI took one of the most extraordinary steps in history. It opened a full investigation of a sitting American president. Newly declassified documents released by the White House say the Bureau asked whether the president is or was directed by, controlled by, and or coordinated activities with Vladimir Putin's Russia, and whether he obstructed and or conspired to obstruct the FBI's own investigation. And he writes that the FBI had targeted President Trump was reported back in 2019. That's not a shocker, but what was missing was the paperwork, the opening document, the names on it, the chain of command. Now we have that. The May 16 opening communication lists FBI General Counsel James Baker, Counterintelligence Division Assistant Director Bill Priestap as approving officials. The investigation was opened at Priestap's direction in consultation with Baker's office at the General Counsel. Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe personally notified Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Remember him? Rosenstein's the one that appointed Robert Mueller, special counsel, and remember, Mueller concluded nothing illegal happened. Oops. But folks, this was necessary to cover up their tracks and what they tried to do, first under Obama and Biden. Remember the meeting with Susan Rice? They tried to go after General Flynn with the Logan Act. All of that was, the scheme was dreamed up there. James Comey figured in the hoax, too. He went from fired FBI director to a central witness. The FBI used his account of his talks with Trump, Trump's firing of Comey, to support this obstruction theory. The FBI says its predicate for the probe rested on predetermined criteria established by the Crossfire Hurricane investigative team based on supposedly reliable lead information. But who built that predicate? Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. The actual drafter of the opening communication still remains redacted. That name should be released, and so should the names of everyone who formulated, reviewed, or supplied the reliable lead information used to put a sitting president under investigation. Priestap, Baker, McCabe, and the entire investigative team should be called in for answers. Now we'll share more of this Peter Navarro piece in the New York Post this week in just a moment. 713 traffic, weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Right, so far, the data from through Annapolis looks like we're okay at the Bay Bridge over towards the Severn River Bridge. And even at the top of the hill, the minor buildup's just beginning there at I-97 and the ramp area in the split right there, Route 32. On the Beltway, they're still showing that wreck on the interloop after the curve at Route 702, but it looks like most of the backup is gone, so it may be on the shoulder now. It was closer down to the area of the Back River Bridge, but now, again, that data is not showing anything major there. The Beltway west side still hurting from a couple of wrecks earlier this morning on the outer loop around I-70 and Security Boulevard. Solid backup all the way back to 795. 795, you'll be slow as you're coming south from McDonough Road and then taking the outer loop. And right now, it looks like we're continuing with at least a 20-minute delay, maybe a little bit longer now, southbound approaching both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hot and steamy again today. Low 90s. Chance of scattered showers, storms, heavy downpours, gusty winds continue possible today and tonight. More of the same. Light rain, 73 in Middle River, 72 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the ongoing war in Iran, of course, no peace deal yet. I don't think there'll ever be a peace deal until they completely are vanquished or conquered. They're not going to surrender. That's just who they are. They're murderous mullahs of Iran. Out with their list of demands saying America must correct its behavior. And they were demanding reparations. President Trump said, that's a non-starter. How about you pay us for the last 50 years, all the lives that you took with your IEDs and the roadside bombs and the proxies and Hamas and the Houthis and the Hezbollahs? No, that is a non-starter. It is not going to happen. So right now, the president said he's low-keying it. And I think the new strategy is continue to blockade, continue to economically suffocate Iran. Now, as I mentioned, their last time I checked, inflation at 309%. They can't pay their soldiers. They're running out of food. They're running out of gasoline, et cetera. So, again, it's going to be maybe a slow, they have to bide your time, wait it out. But it's much more preferable to putting boots on the ground in that part of the world. By the way, this story that you're hearing about the Washington Compost reporting on the president had to take a secret flight from Turkey after he was quietly moved. This was all to thwart an Iranian assassination plot and attempt. I'm not going to engage in the alleged details of this. I think anybody who does that, including the Washington Compost, puts the president in danger, puts the Secret Service in danger. Now the Secret Service has to change its protocols. They can't, whatever they used before, they can't use again because now the whole world is on to it. And some of my fellow talk show hosts are guilty of that as well. So, again, I'm glad the president is okay, and I'm glad the Secret Service took whatever action that they deemed necessary. The Washington Compost should be banned from Air Force One going forward for revealing those details. President yesterday signed an executive order that established a gold standard for a childhood vaccine schedule. As we know, up to the age of 18, it's possible if you get all the jabs, 72 different vaccines by the time you're 18. That's what they recommend right now. And the big one is the MMR. That's the measles and the mumps and rubella all rolled into one, and they said that might be causing some problems. There's no definitive evidence that it's directly causes autism, but we do know that the jump in autism went from 1 in 10,000 to, depending on what state you're in, because states have different vaccine schedules, it could be as high as 1 in 18 or 1 in 30 in California. So clearly there might be something to be said about that. The president is changing up the vaccine schedule. That's his recommendation in this executive order.
So at year one, you should have 5 separate visits for vaccines rather than giving them all in the same day. Very importantly, vaccinations for hepatitis B, COVID-19, and influenza, among others, are no longer recommended for all children. In addition, this executive order directs the Attorney General to advance legal challenges against states that violate children's rights to religious or medical vaccination exemptions.
And I agree with that. And so somebody came up, what about the copays? You have to make 5 different visits at 5 different copays. The president said he's working with, insurance companies and others to accommodate those cause concerns. So, again, it's too much. Too many vaccines at once at a very early stage. And he said he didn't do that with his children. Why should other Americans have to be subjected to that as well? Congressman Randy Fine, Republican of Florida, went on Fox Business yesterday to discuss the popular Save America Act that 95% Republicans won, 71% of Democrats won, and 83% of independents won. And there's a way, he said, to get it passed, but you got to get Thune the buffoon to sign on as well.
Well, absolutely. I'll give you 2 options. Number one, we put Save America in the reconciliation bill that we sent to the Senate. That would only take 50 votes. So there's one way to get it done. And here's another way. We attached the Save America Act to something even more popular, the idea that members of Congress can't insider trade. And when we did that, we not only got every Republican vote, we got a dozen Democratic votes in the House. It was the first time we've ever seen a Democrat vote for Save America. So maybe that's what they try in the Senate. Do you can't insider trade plus Save America. There's 2 paths to get the job done. The point is they just need to pick one and do whatever it takes to get it done.
Yeah, you have to have the intestinal fortitude or the cojones to do it, and unfortunately, most of the Republican leadership has been castrated by the swampy types that lead the party. White House fraud tracker blowing the lid off nearly $300 billion in government waste and fraud. Just keep it up and just pay down that debt. Anti-redistricting rhino in the Indiana State Senate. A liberal Republican lost to his pro-Trump challenger following a recount 3 months after he was certified as the winner. Folks, I'm just wondering how many of these non-citizens out there, once they're voting in Pennsylvania, Virginia now just found 6,000 non-citizens on the rolls there. That's what we need, the Save America Act. The Trump DOJ is suing New York, Connecticut, and Vermont for giving illegal aliens in-state tuition and financial aid while law-abiding Americans have to pay more. That is a violation of due process and equal treatment under the law. President Trump announced a new White House counsel on Sunday. Will Scharf will replace Dave Warrington as the White House counsel effective September 1st. You might see Will Scharf. He's the one that usually hands the president the executive order before he signs it, explains it all. So Will Scharf is a Scharf cookie. Pardon the pun. That's the way it went, 568 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:21. Joining us once again on the hotline this morning, Steve Friedman from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So we're going to talk this morning about a premises liability case. And what makes premises liability cases unique as opposed to an auto accident is that as the plaintiff, we need to prove notice. We need to prove that the business owner or landowner knew or should have known that there was a dangerous condition and they failed to make it safe. So here's a case that I recently settled. My client was living in Glen Burnie. He was renting an apartment, working as a manager of a retail store in the Annapolis area. So what was happening was his ceiling was leaking, and he had called the management company on multiple occasions talking about that there was actually water coming through the ceiling, and he never got a response. He followed up with 2 letters to the management company and nothing. So, unfortunately, my client was basically left not being able to do anything. He was cleaning up the water on his own. One night while he's sleeping, he hears a boom, and part of his ceiling actually collapses on him as he's sleeping. Part of the ceiling hits his face. He suffers a broken nose. He's taken by ambulance to the hospital. So he's suffering from a broken nose, a contusion, and a concussion. So he has surgery on his nose and is in physical therapy for about 2 months for his neck. He misses time from work, so he's got thousands of dollars in medical bills, thousands of dollars of lost wages. So he hires our office, and we immediately go to work. I send our letter of representation into the company, who they turn it over to their insurance company pretty quickly. Because we were able to pin down notice pretty much immediately, they made a pretty good settlement offer. So after a brief period of negotiating, we were able to settle for a pretty substantial sum of money. So in premises liability cases, folks, notice is so important. So if you do live in an apartment complex or having any issues, make sure you put in writing to the management company whatever the issue is so it can be preserved. And as always, if you have any questions, concerns, call us, 410-363-6848, or go up to our website, MAF Law. We have some really great information there. And we also have a new batch of auto accident checklist cards. So give us a call or go to our website. They're very handy. You should have them in every car that you have. So everybody have a safe week. Be careful of this rain. And, Sean, we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, Stephen. Thanks again for the great advice. Appreciate that. Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman at maflaw.com, 723. Traffic weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, I'm following a police car that was coming down the median on the outer loop between I-70 and Route 40. I'm not sure where he's stopping. I haven't seen him down at the Beltway at Route 40, so I'm just kind of looking. That there was a trooper in a black vehicle coming on the outer loop there in the median, so there may be something right around Crosby Road in that area, so keep an eye on that. But he just came down through there. Anytime they have their flashing lights on, they're obviously heading to a problem. The Beltway on that west side is definitely solid from 795 down through Route 40. We had a couple of earlier problems there between I-70 and Route 40 West. A little bit slow through Green Spring and on the Parkville side. They're reacting to the light rain. Both the tunnels now at least 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, both on 95 and 895 southbound. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. No problem. Still clear with the busy traffic now at I-97 at Route 32. But the Bay Bridge is good. Three lanes westbound and two open on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Hot and steamy day today. Low 90s. Chance of scattered showers and storms. Heavy downpours. Gusty winds possible tonight. More chance of scattered showers lingering. Lows in the 70s for this evening. Right now, we've got some light rain in the area. 73 in Baltimore. 73 in Dundalk as well. So we're talking about this Peter Navarro piece in the New York Post today. It's an op-ed, and it's based on the newly declassified documents that have just come out on, again, how this whole thing started, this Russia hoax. And it was a hoax after spending millions of dollars by Robert Mueller. Complete waste of time. Remember, all of this was based on the dirty dossier, which was manufactured. Okay, by, again, I think British intelligence along with American intelligence in order to get Trump out. Hillary Clinton's fingerprints were on it. The Fusion GPS. You had John McCain. His fingerprints were all over it, and many, many others. And then we had all these false things that, because we've interviewed Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and others that were wrongly accused and had to hire attorneys. In some cases, General Flynn, again, what happened to him and his family, the financial ruin and destruction, and in some cases, it just what happened, dragging their names and reputations, smearing them through the mud. Nobody's been held accountable as of yet. And the FISA court and the FISA judge, they all should be held accountable as well for approving stuff that was, again, lacking in evidence. And so Navarro writes in this piece today that the question is, again, since who directed it, who controlled this, who was part of it? Again, the Inspector General Horowitz uncovered 17 significant inaccuracies and omissions in the four FISA applications targeting Carter Page alone. Those defects made the case for probable cause look stronger than it was, and we know how this hoax ended. Mueller's investigation and his report concluded did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government. Nor did it substantiate the explosive claim that President Trump was directed or controlled by Russia. And he writes, it's time to put those who built and ran this Russia hoax under the microscope. Senator Chuck Grassley's Senate Judiciary Committee and Chairman Jim Jordan's House Judiciary Committee hold the tools to do it. Grassley has been a bulldog on this. Jordan, not so much. So again, I agree with him. It is time to subpoena the principals, Priestap, Baker, McCabe, Rosenstein, Comey, et al., for sworn public testimony. And again, and Strzok and Page should account for how the investigative predicate developed. Get down to the working agent level. Agents like Stephen Soma, Joseph Pientka, and Walter Giardina. A FBI whistleblower alleged that Giardina was an initial recipient of the Steele dossier, falsely represented it had been corroborated, and later wiped the laptop assigned to him while working for Mueller, apparently violating established record preservation procedures and protocols. The officials who set this Russia hoax in motion and carried it forward have names. Now let's put them under oath, and let's do it before the November election. Are you listening, Attorney General Blanche? It is time to hold these people accountable. Otherwise, they're going to try and do it again because they think they got away with it. And as of right now, they did. All right. You know, if you're working on a big build or a big redesign, you're a contractor or a builder or interior designer, having the right partner makes all the difference in the world. That's why I want to recommend the Talent Appliance Trade Program. It is literally built for professionals like if you're a builder or contractor, interior designer, or have multifamily property owners. They will handle the delivery of appliances nationwide, so you get exactly what you're ordered on time. Plus, you get a dedicated rep, exclusive benefits, and pricing that is tailored to your specific project. Over 70 different brands to choose from. They have everything from everyday appliances. I just bought my brand-new kitchen appliance, refrigerator, there to high-end luxury kitchens as well. So call them 410-364-4400 or go to townappliance.com and get started today. Make sure you tell them that I told you to call. All right, coming up next, the Attorney General of Maryland will tell you how he colluded and coordinated with other Democrat attorneys general to try to take President Trump down with lawfare. That story coming up next as well. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore County Police are investigating what led to a deadly double shooting in Essex that left a man and a woman dead inside a car at the Waterford Landing condominiums. Police had a heavy presence at the complex as detectives worked the scene Monday. Neighbors described the violence as unusual for the community and said some residents are now feeling uneasy. And a new state audit found the Maryland Secretary of State's office failed to maintain adequate controls over millions of dollars in collections and did not sufficiently verify payments made through a charity program for state employees with some financial control problems dating back more than a decade. The July report from Maryland's Office of Legislative Audits examined the Secretary of State's office from November 2021 through November 2025. Auditors identified three publicly disclosed findings involving the state's charity database, oversight of the Maryland charity campaign, and controls over money collected by the office. The audit also identified a cybersecurity-related finding, but details were redacted as required by state law. And Annapolis police say a Maryland state senator told officers he had consumed one drink when they asked him about a driving incident last week, but they did not pursue a broader investigation and allowed another licensed driver to take his SUV from the scene. The disclosure provided nearly a week after days of questions from Spotlight on Maryland adds to scrutiny over how police handled an incident involving State Senator C. Anthony Muse, a Prince George's County Democrat and longtime pastor. Witness accounts, surveillance video, and Muse's own acknowledgement that his SUV struck another vehicle have raised questions about what officers knew, what they investigated, and why the encounter ended without further action. It's 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop still pretty solid. We had problems early this morning on the outer loop at I-70. Then there was another wreck at Security Boulevard. And I think there might be an incident here on the outer loop after the bridge at Crosby Road, which would be between I-70 and Route 40 West. I saw that state trooper come down through there with his lights on. I think that's where he is. I can't really tell from the camera, which is way overhead at Route 40, but it looks like they're bogging down right in that area, just adding to that delay. Both the tunnels are really backed up now, southbound, at least 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, both on 95 and 895. The road's a little bit damp, so, of course, watch your speed anywhere on the JFX coming south from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another hot and steamy day with temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the mid and upper 90s, plus a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some downpours, some gusty winds possible. Some scattered showers linger tonight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Birds lost last night to Dean Kramer and the Twins, 9-5 in Minnesota. Is their fourth in the last five games and pushes Baltimore further back in the wild card chase. O's now three back of Texas with four teams ahead of them. Manager Albanez addressing the situation.
You know, right now we gotta go, and just the point in time in the year and the opponents we're playing and the final sprint to the end of the season and how close the wild card race is. Like, every game is really important. And
last night, starter Trevor Rogers, not his usual self, allowing two runs in four innings pitch. Pitch count stood at 78. He was pulled prior to the fifth.
They're just taking really good ABs off me, and, you know, the bullpen has been pretty well rested after Boz's really good start.
But it was the bullpen that let the game out of hand, allowing five runs in the eighth to blow it open. Rico Garcia inducing soft contact in that inning, but allowing four of those five runs. Tyler Loop update from Owings Mills as we sit here 5 days away from the preseason opener against Philadelphia. Ravens did not bring in competition for Loop, but after struggling during last week's stadium practice, the second-year kicker has turned it around, consistently splitting the uprights. Thursday last week was Loop's best day, sinking all seven field goal attempts, including from 53 and 61 yards, the latter being his longest make of the camp. Meanwhile, down in College Park, it's week two of summer camp for the Maryland football team. Coming off back-to-back disappointing seasons, head coach Mike Locksley was asked why he thinks he's in a better spot this year to coach his football team.
Compared to last year.
You know, I learned a lot about myself. I've had 2 4-8 seasons after three straight years of going to bowls and winning them, and knowing that I had a young team. I mean, I wasn't surprised that I had a bunch of freshmen, high school freshmen, I think 16 of them, spattered all across our two deep and playing integral roles in a really tough league. I had to learn how to coach with a sense of urgency because of the landscape, the fact that we're paying players a lot of money now to play and to be productive.
Paying players a lot of money to play kind of changes everything, doesn't it? Meanwhile, a 19-year-old Towson University football player is being held without bail on an attempted murder and carjacking charge in Milford Mill.
A Towson football player is charged with attempted murder. At court Monday, dozens of teammates showed up to the courthouse to support him. 19-year-old field. Cordell Jefferson is accused of taking part in a Milford Mill carjacking that left a man shot in the arm.
And that report, courtesy of WBAL-TV, on their part, Towson University will only say that Cordell Jefferson was on the football roster last season. But attorneys, family, and teammates tell WBAL he was just at practice the other day. The time now is 7:37. When we return, does a professional sports league need a narrative?
Contractors, Sean Casey here. Do your customers expect you to have the right answers when it's time to choose cabinets and countertops? Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design can help. They'll work with you and your clients to find the right look, the right materials, and price for the project, with personal service from start to finish. Visit their Baltimore County showroom on East Joppa Road or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team, Sean Casey sent.
So, Sean, this is a comment that was made the other day that really makes you think to yourself, what did she just say? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This was at the halftime show on NBC during a WNBA broadcast over the weekend. This is after the incident, Carrington clotheslining Sophie Cunningham.
Right.
The hosts were Maria Taylor, Cheryl Miller, former WNBA player, and Sue Bird, a Hall of Famer, talking about the controversy surrounding the hit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is Miller on what she wants to see the league to do.
And stand up for their brand. This is our brand, and not watch a bunch of outsiders hijack the league and our narrative.
Mm-hmm. And our narrative.
What is the narrative?
What is a professional sports league need a narrative
you can,
for?
You can assault somebody under the guises of a quote-unquote hard foul and get away with it.
Okay.
In some states, that would be prosecutable offense.
Even before that, okay? What's the narrative that a professional sports league needs? All they got to do is win a championship.
Now, the narrative is it's a joke. That's the narrative. It's already been hijacked, Cheryl, if you haven't noticed by now. Number one. Number two, Dejanay Carrington. It cracks me up that she, because she was ejected for that hard foul, tweets out white privilege after that while wearing a blonde wig. You can't make this stuff up.
By the way, she tweeted out a retweet or tweeted a tweet, another tweet, saying that when she said white privilege, she wasn't meaning that Sophie Cunningham had white privilege and that's why the referees called it. She knows what white privilege is. She went to Stanford University, for crying out loud, whatever. Anyway, one final note here.
Remember, well, what did she mean then? By
she didn't really explain. Yeah. She didn't really explain.
Hey, and also, when you're named after mayonnaise, come on.
No, it's mustard, isn't it? Dijon mustard?
Well, but there is a combo Dijonay, which is
that,
mustard,
that is
Dijon mustard with the mayonnaise. I think she was named after that combination.
And you are the culinary guru, so you're absolutely right about that. Also, just one quick note before we go. Yesterday, you were taking names for a potential Baltimore basketball team. So I got a couple, too, in my email.
Okay.
I don't know if you've had this. The first one is crazy. The Baltimore Butches.
Butches?
Did you get that one?
I did not get that one. I got one similar to that.
Okay, and then the Baltimore Breeds.
The Baltimore Breeds. No, I didn't get that. Yeah, very good.
All right, so just FYI.
I'm telling you, we're ready when the Upshot League shows up.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour if you want to play Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You get to match wits with the panel here this morning. At least 22 Democrat attorneys general, including our very own Anthony Brown, signed an ominous common interest agreement document before President Trump's 2024 election, voting to pursue lawfare against the Trump's future administration. You talk about malice aforethought here. Before he had even won, before he was even nominated, they were plotting and scheming and conspiring and colluding to use lawfare to take him out. Project for Federal Accountability is what it's called. This is according to an investigative report at the Center Square. The document signed 3 months before Joe Biden exited the 2024 presidential race to make room then for Vice President Kamala Harris. The Project for Federal Accountability was later referenced in New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's budget in early 2025. The majority of attorneys general who signed the agreement, including Anthony Brown, have declined to comment or answer questions about it. Yet despite their attempts to downplay or even hide the agreement, their lawfare against President Trump's administration has been clear, with the attorney generals having sued the administration nearly 100 times since inauguration day. Let me give you the breakdown on that. Of the 100 lawsuits, California Attorney General Rob Bonta has joined 82 of them. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has joined 75 of them. Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown, 70 of the lawsuits. Attorney General Anthony Brown of Maryland has joined 65 of those lawsuits. Attorney General Chris Mays has joined 46 of them. I think that's Arizona. Yeah, Arizona. In a post published to X after the Center Square's report dropped, former GOP national spokesperson Madison Jesiota Gilbert says this joint lawfare is about nullifying the voters in the 2024 presidential election. So these Democrat attorneys general reportedly used their joint planned lawfare to fundraise for their campaigns. And even Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown admitted to Center Square he and other attorney generals started planning lawfare, quote, as soon as it was clear that Trump was going to get the nomination. We're pleased that we responded before January 2025. We talked through a host of possibilities. We wanted to be prepared not to get caught off guard. So even before he got the nomination, these Democrats were scheming and conspiring to sue Trump, to tie him up in court for his term, and to perhaps even take him down as a result of it. So that's the low levels that the Democrats will stoop to with their Trump derangement syndrome. And it's sad to say our attorney general here in Maryland is one of the ringleaders of this cabal. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. Time once again with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're looking live at both the tunnels. Four lanes are open here, going into and then out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and eventually down towards 395, and no issues there at Camden Yards. And it looks like some of the rain is holding off right now. Some of the roadways looking a little drier now, so that will help out. But we're backed up on 895 back to the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is backed up back towards Moravia Road. So it's at least 20 minutes, probably 25 now on 95 headed south. The Beltway now is pretty much back to the normal delay, whatever that was on the outer loop after I-70. That looks like it corrected itself. We're moving a little better through there, but the tail end of that backup is still all the way back at 795. JFX, Ruxton Road, City-County Line, the lanes are open. Again, just watch your speed. It's a little bit damp on the expressway as you're coming in from Northern Parkway and eventually into downtown. In the western part of the state, west of Frederick, there's an accident westbound I-70 at the 46-mile marker. That's right around the interchange at Route 15. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie. He's right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another hot and steamy day today. Highs in the low 90s, chance of scattered showers and storms, downpours and gusty winds possible tonight. More chances of scattered showers linger. Lows will be in the 70s. And right now we're looking at some rain, drizzle, and 71 in Owings Mills. It is 71 and raining in Ellicott City as well. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, and one of them which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Jeffrey in Baltimore is our contestant. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. Thanks. So you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right, here you go. Story number one. Down in Ocean City, the Ivan Bates Beach Bash Happy Hour will take place tomorrow from 4 to 6 at the 45th Street Tap House Bar and Grill. The first 160 attendees will receive an official Ivan J. Bates toothbrush for attending the Beach Bash Happy Hour. Story 2. North Carolina's largest school district has created the first transgender kindergarten, exclusively for transgender children. The children will be taught in what they're saying is a judge-free environment. And the Wake County School Board is also working on its first trans elementary school and trans middle school to boot.
Wait, this, what state is this now?
North Carolina. Wake County, North Carolina. And story number three.
What's that noise?
I think it's Jeffrey. Story three, apparently a disturbing new trend, according to the Wall Street Journal, Generation Z workers are now coming with a parental co-pilot attached, one whom emails recruiters, delivers resumes at job fairs, and even dials HR to contest performance reviews. Apparently Gen Zers are having mom or dad show up at their interviews for their jobs as well. As a story number one, the Ivan Bates Beach Bash Happy Hour, where you get your own toothbrush. Story two, North Carolina's first transgender kindergarten. Or story three, parents of Generation Z are showing up at job interviews with them as well. All right, we will start with Chuck this morning.
I think I'll go with two.
Chuck goes with story number two. Michelle?
Yeah, is it that many transgender kindergartners out there? I'm going to go with number two as well.
Michelle goes for two. Maggie?
The majority wins.
Maggie for number two. Jeffrey?
I'm going to go with the group, although I was intrigued with the Ivan Bates toothbrush, but I'm going to go with number two.
All right. It's unanimous today. Nobody votes for story number one, the Ivan Bates Beach Bash Happy Hour. Yeah, that was just sent to me by Kristen this morning. If you're attending Mako at Ocean City on vacation, it says, come by the Ivan Bates Beach Bash Happy Hour. So that is a true story. Thanks, Kristen, for the submission.
Scrub all the evidence off.
Because he was telling the repeat violent offenders when he was first elected as the city state's attorney, that if they're going to repeat, if they're going to commit violent crimes, bring a toothbrush because you'll be staying overnight in jail.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Like
story number two, the first of the transgender kindergarten in Wake County, North Carolina. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day. Everybody is a winner, including Jeffrey. We'll put you in a hole, Jeffrey, tell you how to get your prize. Yeah, that is something else, huh? Okay, what would you do if you showed up with your parents at a job interview, Chuck?
No.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, that's taking the helicopter mom syndrome a little bit too far, I think.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Very much so.
Remember that happened on Everybody Loves Raymond? Remember?
That's right.
Robert's mother showed up at the FBI office.
Right. That's right.
Bought the guy some cookies.
I remember that.
My son Robert really needs his job.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was lobbying. That wasn't actually part of the interview, but...
No, but she was following up.
Yes, she was. All right, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And still to come, we'll take a look at the when and how Baltimore County Public School System learn of an employee arrest. Why didn't they share it immediately with parents and students? Coming up at the top of the hour, double shooting in Essex. Actually, there were two separate shooting events within 3 miles of each other yesterday in Essex as neighbors and residents are wondering what the heck is going on in our once safe, pretty quiet neighborhood. A BPD officer has been indicted for making fake traffic stops. We'll tell you all about that story. We'll touch on the Fauci story again because in case you missed it, on how he completely lied through his teeth to pregnant women saying, get the jab, it's safe. And now we find out there was an 82% miscarriage rate in the first trimester. In some babies, there were mutations on those babies as well in the first 3 months of getting that first trimester of getting the jab. 7:50, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-4255. 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBN.com.
You can still join us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com or text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Joe in Glen Burnie says, yesterday I had to pick up my paycheck for serving as an election judge in the primary, and guess what? I had to show an ID to pick it up as opposed to actually going to vote. As former VP Harris just said in a video, they want you to actually verify who you are. Yeah, she did a good job of selling that concept to the voters. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
Top of the hill, the slowing towards Annapolis now, southbound I-97 at Route 32. It looks like it will get better after the bridge at 178, and then the junction there at 50 and I-97. The lanes are open. We're back here at the Bay Bridge coming on from Route 8 at Stevensville. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound, no problems there. And then still clear over at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. We're still backed up at least 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Right now, pretty much just the normal delays compounded with the roadways being a little bit damp. Outer loop at Hartford Road through Green Spring and then 795 to Frederick Road moving down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Tuesday, heading into the midweek. It's going to be another one of those hot, steamy days today. Low 90s and chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Heavy wind, downpours, gusty winds, just like yesterday, late afternoon, early evening. And tonight, more of the same. With a low in the 70s. Right now, chance of rain in the next hour, 75 in Annapolis, 71 in Ellicott City. Let's go to Rob in Middle River. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all today?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Right. Listen, this statement might sound a little crazy, but I really am very sincere about it. I'm really wondering, people like John Thune, the Speaker of the House, I'm wondering if those people who are hesitant to make decisions might be being blackmailed. Same thing goes with the Supreme Court judges, those two knuckleheads that voted against the, what was that act? Save America Act. You know, the childhood thing.
The birthright citizenship case.
Yeah, anchor baby thing, yeah. I'm wondering if there's something perhaps in their background and their life that would be very embarrassing if it came out to light, and that's the reason why they're so hesitant, not doing what they should do. Your opinion?
Well, I think that you could have something there. I think in the case of Justice Roberts, there's been long speculation about how he came to adopt his child from Ireland and somehow evaded Irish law in order to do that. Again, that's number one. Number two, I think Justice Amy Coney Barrett is just scared. I think after seeing the assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh, and remember, they never found the leaker of the Dobbs decision, I think she's just rattled, unfortunately. And by the way, she was never a practicing judge. She was a professor in law school. So I think that was a bad recommendation on the party. There were other female judges who were much, much better. But it could be that there's some influence going on there. As far as members of Congress, all bets are off the table. For these people that would commit insider trading, I think that some of them are compromised. They could be compromised by, and thanks for the call, Rob, by the cartels and by others. I just think if you don't have the guts to do what's right for the American people, you shouldn't be in these positions. You should just get out. Get out of Congress. Get out of the Senate. If Thune is being threatened or blackmailed, get out. Go back to your family. You don't. The job is not worth it. Believe me, the job that you're doing is not worth it. So get somebody in there who really wants the job and is immune to these kinds of threats and blackmail attempts. If indeed that's the case, we don't know. Here in Baltimore County. Back in July 15th, New Castle County Police raided the Crystal Spa in Wilmington, Delaware as part of a human trafficking investigation. Baltimore County Public Schools employee Jesse Wasmer was located inside the spa, was arrested and charged with attempting to commit patronizing a prostitute. 16 days after the arrest, Chris Papst over Project Baltimore was contacted by a source alerting him to Wasmer's arrest. The day he sent an email to BCPS asking the district to confirm that Wasmer, or the arrested in Delaware, is the same one employed by Baltimore County Public Schools, other as a pupil personnel worker. And I think it was also one of those days he stopped a shooter at Prairie Hall High, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it took 17 days, and Chris Pappas finally was able to ask questions of the new Baltimore County School Superintendent, Dr. Bill Heiser, as to what took so long.
Can you explain what took 17 days to notify the public that an employee had been arrested and put on administrative leave?
Sometimes there are these personnel matters where we can't necessarily give you all the specific information that you want, and so...
Well, that the public should know.
And we've kept all students safe. We feel good about that.
Yeah, and again, 17 days, that is unacceptable, something is a little sketchy there. And then Chris asked Dr. Heiser, when and how, when did you get find out, and how did you find out?
Can you say when the school system was made aware of the arrest?
I can't get into the details of that.
Can you say how the school system was made aware?
Not going to get into specific things. What I can say is this. When we found out, we were notified. And we had all the information. When we go through a process, we make sure we act quickly, fairly. Again, this is an employee who has rights.
When were you made aware of Mr. Wasmer's arrest?
Again, that's a timeline question. I can say this.
Whose personnel record is that violating? I'm asking when you were made aware.
Again, any employee has a right to go through a process, right, to be treated fairly. We have a lot of employees that do all the right things. And we should focus our attention on the positive and the really good that's happening across our system.
You don't think taxpayers should be concerned it took 17 days for them to be notified of an arrest?
I think taxpayers should know that when we received the information, we went through a process to make sure that we moved swiftly on this, we put out communication to the school, and that at no time for, in this situation, any students were at risk.
You can say a lot about this. I think swiftly would not be one of the words I use to describe the students and parents being notified of this arrest. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KC and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Taking Iranian assassination threat seriously, President Trump's security detail constructed an elaborate diversion to get Mr. Trump back home safely from last month's NATO summit in Turkey. The Washington Post reports the president was flown home on a plane other than Air Force One.
The operation involved a ruse where journalists and some White House staff believed that they were on the same plane as Trump. After boarding Air Force One, Trump was secretly transferred to a smaller Air Force C-32A via an airport catering truck. While the White House has not directly addressed that report, it issued a statement highlighting that it uses every tool at its disposal to address threats on the president. So far, no comment from the Secret Service. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
First came the diary entries. Now we're seeing text messages by Dr. Anthony Fauci concerning the COVID vaccine's potential impact on pregnant women.
In January of 2021, Anthony Fauci went on TV telling pregnant women to get the COVID vaccine and that there were no red flags. But in text messages released from Fauci's government-issued cell phone, he specifically tells the Surgeon General and CDC director the vaccine could theoretically be linked to miscarriages. That concerning medical detail was never released to the public.
Correspondent Laura Winter says the messages were released by Senators Rand Paul and Ron Johnson. President Trump has signed an executive order on childhood vaccines, recommending, among other things, spacing out measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The powerful earthquake in Colombia now blamed for at least 111 deaths. Search and rescue crews continue their work amid massive amounts of debris. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 34 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 89. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
For me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Hey, y'all, I'm Willie Robertson.
And I'm Corey Robertson.
We partnered with Echo. It's a new platform, not just streaming.
Movies and series that are safe for your family.
Echo.
I love a podcast.
Plus, Echo Daily Devotionals.
Echo.
Hey, Willie, what is Echo?
Echo is my pet squirrel.
Echo is not just faith-friendly, it is faith-driven.
Be a part of something better.
Echo.
Echo.
Where I want to be.
That's EKK.
Subscribe now.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking live at the JFX south of Ruxton Road, right here coming through the city county line. All the lanes are open. No incidents going south from Cold Spring Lane into the ramps downtown. Both the Harbor Tunnel still sitting there. 20 to 25 minute delays, both on 95 and 895 southbound. Your delays on the Beltway, pretty much normal now. Outer Loop at Hartford Road, the Inner Loop to Green Spring, 795 down to Frederick Road over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another hot and steamy day with temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the mid and upper 90s, plus a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some downpours, some gusty winds possible. Some scattered showers linger tonight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
72 degrees in Hampstead and 75 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that nearly 21,700 BGE customers were without power Monday night after severe storms impacted central Maryland. The outages spanned across the region, with Baltimore County, Baltimore City, and Howard County being the hardest hit. Storms damaged electric equipment throughout BGE service area. Widespread storm damage included downed wires, broken poles, downed trees, limbs, and other debris. As of 10 p.m. on Monday, crews restored 12,800 customers. BGE estimates that 80% of customers impacted will have power restored by 9 p.m. on Tuesday, and the majority of remaining customers by 9 p.m. on Wednesday. And homicide detectives arrested a suspect on Monday in connection with the Treeway Court homicide, said Baltimore County Police. 37-year-old Michael Burnett was arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of 32-year-old India Johnson. The late-night shooting occurred on August 2nd in the unit block of Treeway Court in Towson. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick 3, was 825. The pick 4, 6669. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete, or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cards.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCVM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Orioles stymied last night in Minnesota by their former teammate.
Two-thirds, trying to make it seven. He does. Cutter strikes out O'Neill. Seven strong from Dean Kramer in his Twins Target Field debut.
Corey Provis had the call on Twins TV. Dean Kramer was never better, literally, the first time in Kramer's career where he went seven innings and allowed just one hit and one run. And it came against the Birds last night, 9-5 the final, sending Baltimore to its fourth loss in their last five games. Meanwhile, team owner David Rubenstein starting to show his frustration with the direction his team has taken since he assumed ownership with these comments late last week.
Look, to be honest, here's what happened. I bought a team that was heavily criticized by some for not putting enough money in. Okay? So the team was in first place in the American League East when I bought it, the year before I bought it. I've now taken them to last place. So I put in a lot of money. I've tripled with Mike Arrigan and I have tripled the salaries, yet we went from first place to last place. So, you know, it's a little frustrating and embarrassing. I'm really embarrassed about it, but I'm trying.
Yeah. And Oriole fans aren't really happy about it either. One of the players we'll surely see Saturday when the Ravens open with the Eagles at M&T Bank Stadium is Adam Randall, the big rookie running back out of Clemson, making an impression on head coach Jesse Minter.
He runs behind his pads now, and, you know, the defenders, it's like Derek, you know, it's like, in the third period, I told Derek, man, it's really hard for me because I know there's some of these tackles that probably you're running through. But we're thudding it up, so we're trying to obviously take care of him. With Randall, you kind of see that, though, like a bigger back where maybe in a thud tempo that play's blown dead, and now that we're tackling, you know, he runs through an arm tackle.
Randall, you'll recall, was Steve Bisciotti's personal pick in the fifth round. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a lot of optimism in Annapolis, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can reach us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, AM680 at WCBM.com. Text of the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Drusella, in for the vacation, and Kristen Hagert. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at a BPD officer indicted for fake traffic stops. And we'll touch on, again, the Fauci monstrous behavior being reported by Senator Ron Johnson in these text exchanges. Primary day also in Connecticut, Wisconsin, Minnesota today as well. All eyes are in Wisconsin, where a Democrat socialist lunatic by the name of Francesca Hong is seeking the nomination there. Top story in this hour is, once again, three dead in two Essex shootings. As Baltimore County Police continue to investigate, much like in the city where they keep, oh, homicides are down, let's not panic, let's not worry, homicides, non-fatal shootings are down, yeah, we're watching an explosion of juvenile crime. There is a sense, and I know Mike Hertel gets all hot by the perception isn't reality, but when you have these kinds of shootings, you have an attempted murder in Randallstown in July, you got a football player charged there, you've got the ongoing teen takeovers at Towsontown, you got carjackings, you got fires being set in garages, and there is just a sense that the lawlessness, we're, you know, just kind of one foot on the banana peel and the other one already in the grave when it comes to serious crime. With three dead and two Essex shootings, and both of these shootings, I noticed, the victims were shot and killed in their cars. just miles from each other. So there's got to be some connection, right? Got to be. The one shooting was in the 11:25 yesterday morning in Banyanwood Court in Essex in the 21221 zip code. I think that's the Waterford Landing condos. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Woman taken to an area hospital where she later died 25 minutes later. Just a couple miles away. Same zip code. A reported assault in progress. Yet a male suspect inside a vehicle suffering from apparent gunshot wound where he was transported to an area hospital where he was later pronounced dead. So three dead in two Essex shootings within miles, within half an hour of each other. And as you might imagine, neighbors are getting a little bit restless.
There's no reason for all this violence. It's devastating. It's devastating for the people that lost their lives. It's devastating for all of us because we're frightened. Apparently strangers came here and did this. And the people that were shot don't live here. And now there's two families that are grieving tonight.
Baltimore County Police Detective Trey Corbin described what officers found when they arrived on the scene.
Once they were on scene, they located two individuals inside of a car. Both individuals have since been pronounced deceased.
And, of course, one young mother really upset because her children usually play outside right at the park near where the shootings occurred.
Kids play, like, the park's right there. Kids play out here. Kids run up and down the street. Adults walk in and out everywhere, just want to be safe in our neighborhood, and it's been safe in this neighborhood. This is completely like a shock.
Now, police are saying they don't know of any motive as of yet. They don't know if they're connected as of yet. My theory, my opinion, is I do believe they're probably connected, and I do believe they're drug-related, you know, and especially in that part of a part of Essex. So maybe if you live in that neighborhood or you live around there and you're obviously bothered by, you know, this kind of crime, but I'll be here from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Kathy Stelfmeyer, of course, she is sleeping it off somewhere, I guess. I don't know. 813, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I like to be sleeping it off myself. Maybe yes. About 40 minutes, I will. Westbound side of I-70, right outside of Frederick, that accident there, exit 48, as you're starting up the hill, that wreck is still there. It's blocking the right lane. Pretty good size backup, according to the data that we're looking at. There might be a two-mile backup in that area on the westbound side after you go past the ramp there at Route 15. Just looked at the Beltway, and actually things are improving just a bit now. Parkville side, the inner loop at Green Spring, and coming down the west side, no late problems, and the roadways are actually drying out just a bit, so that's good. JFX is all right, but the tunnels just can't get a break. Never did see anything, haven't seen any big problems, but 895 is now backed up almost back to Moravia Road. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. 25 to 30-minute delays right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here, Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We have another hot and steamy day in store today. In the low 90s, chance of scattered showers and storms with downpours, gusty winds, you name it. We saw it yesterday, going to get more of it today as well, so keep that in mind. Right now, 72 and light rain in Bel Air, 73 in Middle River. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday, as we're doing all year long. introducing you to the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence all during this portion of the program. And none of the 56 died as a result of their signatures directly, but before the war was be over, five would be captured and 12 would have their homes destroyed. 17 would lose their entire fortunes. None of them would ever renounce their signatures of the document. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call 410-321-1100, the Smile Design Center. We're meeting the Pennsylvania delegation here, the signers of the Declaration. George Clymer was born in Philadelphia, the son of a sea captain and a woman disowned by the Quakers for marrying outside the faith. George was orphaned when he was still a young child, but his mother's next husband and Clymer's grandfather provided generously for George in their wills. He had real no formal education, but was an avid reader. Started off as an apprentice to his stepfather. Clymer entered local politics in 1765, becoming a city councilman, later a city alderman. Britain's taxing policies in the 1760s and its tightening control over colonial trade provoked Clymer's concern about colonial rights. He joined 400 fellow Philadelphians and merchants in agreeing to boycott or respond to the Stamp Act. When the Townsend Acts appeared in 67 and 68, he would help organize a new boycott designed to force their repeal. The Tea Act intensified his rebellious spirit. He was known to complain that Philadelphia and New York merchants were too cautious when compared to their brethren in Boston. Of course, the 1773 Boston Tea Party also emboldened him. By the time the fighting broke out at Lexington and Concord, George Clymer was firmly committed to independence. He wasn't a member of Pennsylvania's delegation to the Continental Congress when independence was voted on July 2nd. He was, however, part of the Pennsylvania Constitutional Convention that met soon afterward. And on August 2nd, he and other members of that convention immediately signed the engrossed copy of the Declaration that awaited a Pennsylvanian approval. Clymer served in the Continental and Confederation Congresses in 76 and 77, again in 1780 through 1782. He was instrumental in drafting the new Pennsylvania state constitution. The British were aware of Clymer's active role and rebellious role in the struggle for independence, and when their troops marched into Philadelphia, they made a detour to vandalize Clymer's Chester County home. His wife and children found refuge by hiding in the nearby woods. He went on to participate in the Constitutional Convention that met in 1787, rarely missing a meeting. In 1789, he was elected to serve a single term in the new House of Representatives of the new federal government. George Clymer died in 1813 at the age of 73. After a brief illness, he was one of only six men who actually signed both the Declaration and the Constitution. And that is a look at George Clymer of Pennsylvania, one of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, attention grill masters, backyard barbecuers. Is that you the master of your domain? Are you looking maybe to upgrade your game a little bit? The best place to do it is at the grilling headquarters at Town Appliance in Owings Mills. They've extended the biggest event of the year through July. And now you can up your game with absolute best outdoor brands in the business. Heston, Weber, which I have, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance is over 70 top brands, and both mayors are ready to help you find that perfect fit. Ask about their flexible financing options when you go in. Mention my name and make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Sean Casey here. When you invest in your home, you want craftsmanship that looks right and lasts. G. Krug & Son has been creating and restoring custom metalwork in Baltimore since 1810. From railings and gates to unique architectural details, every project is built with care. See what more than two centuries of experience can bring to your home. Visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. 410-752-3166.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
All right, Doug has texted in. Good morning, Sean. If Trump actually did use a different plane, why would that information even get out? That's a great question. You compromised the presidential security, the Secret Service, the protectee, and everybody. Everybody on board that plane. It's just not the president. Remember, there are pilots, there are crew, there are members of the press. You're putting yourself at risk, these idiots at the Washington Compost. And I think, remember, they just revoked the security credentials of an Air Force secretary under Biden that was believed to leak some of the details of the Air Force One. So that guy should be fully prosecuted. And these other people, if you're endangering national security, which I think this does, I think you've got to go after those people. And you've got to, I don't care if they're reporters or not. The First Amendment does not guarantee that you can to jeopardize national security when it comes to the presidential's plane. If the Secret Service is taking whatever actions they need to take to protect the president and all on board Air Force One, why was the Washington Compost with great glee publish this? It goes to show the Trump derangement, this mental illness that many on the left have. And some of even in the Trump atmosphere of the horizon themselves are trying to get one up on the president. It's sickening. 8:23 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Right, there's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County. It's on the outer loop after the spur at I-270, and at least two of the right lanes are blocked, and the delay is going to go back towards Connecticut Avenue and may back up to the area of the Georgia Avenue ramp. So if you're heading around eventually to the Mormon Temple and then eventually around towards the American Legion Bridge, that's going to be a big delay there. It's working on 20 to 25 minutes right now through there. Delay still out there and still backed up. Nothing major ever happened this morning, but we're really jammed up southbound, and we continue with that at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a hot and steamy day, low 90s, chance again heavy. Downpours, gusty winds, severe thunderstorms again today and also this evening. Tonight's lows in the 70s. And right now we're looking at cloudy skies. And we got some light rain expected in Annapolis, 75 and 72 in Pikesville. Yesterday, remember I told you about how John Thune left the Senate, 37-day, absolute disgusting number of days for vacation. You could take, cut that in half. It's all you need to go home and campaign your districts. But they didn't pass the Save America Act, and these pro forma sessions are done. And I watched it yesterday at 10 o'clock. You can watch it, too. Go on C-SPAN. And at 10 a.m., you'll see the Republicans gavel it in. Okay, yesterday was Arkansas Republican John Bozeman, is the rhino that they entrusted with this. He gavels it in, and then literally in under 30 seconds, they adjourn, thus meeting the requirements for the Senate is still, in air quotes, in session. So the president can't make any recess appointments and has not been able to make a recess appointment in 568 days. It is the first time in history that the president's own party is blocking him from making recess appointments. So there is a blatant example of how the deep state swamp uniparty works against President Trump. And if I were him, I would, I think you really should. The Save America Act does not pass in this Congress, I would start looking at people to primary Thune and Murkowski I know Collins is up for re-election this year. I think both Thune and Murkowski are 28, if I'm not mistaken. But they should be primaried, just like, and get rid of these swampy establishment rhinos as soon as you can, and see how that goes. All right, we're talking about Essex, the ongoing issues there. A couple of shootings yesterday, three dead, which may or may not be drug related. Mike is in Govins. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Sean. Who's your favorite liberal caller?
You are, sir.
There you go. Listen, I used to work for a firm that did in-home psych consultations and, mm-hmm. and work. We covered all of eastern Baltimore County. And there were areas, this was years ago, there were areas of Essex that we would not go into, even though we had the contract to that whole area. We would not go in, you know, and finally we wound up having to call for police escorts for certain areas. When you go by a road and you see a group of teens and young adults just hanging out, there's one thing and one thing only that's going on in that setting. And you take your life in your own hands if you choose to buy from them or use them as your supplier for whatever it is that you're using. I feel sorry for the three people that were killed, but, you know, why were you there? You know, now, the people that live there, they can't do anything about it, you know, except perhaps report it to the police. But I'm not even sure how aggressive the police are with that. Like I said, there were areas we would not go into.
Now, that's really a shame. And how long ago was this?
This, a good 20, 25 years.
Yeah, so again, for a couple decades now, they've been Essex, or parts of Essex, have been known for drug-related activity. And again, we don't know that's the case in these two shootings, but I'm speculating that it sounds like it could very well be both victims shot and killed in their cars. There was a whole
area that was public housing, low income housing, apartments that were torn down and refurbished, and private residences were put in. And I'm not sure that it's much better than it was then.
Yeah. Well, and I look at this because, and you're right about the police activity. I don't know. I would imagine if enough neighbors would call and complain about drug activity in their neighborhoods, then maybe police would up their patrols. But I don't know how, if it's sustained or whether, once the police leave, then these drug dealers and couriers and people that are trafficking in drugs return to the area, and it makes it completely unsafe for everybody involved. Mike, thanks for calling in. Appreciate the update there on your experience in that area. Yeah, because it doesn't matter. Again, this knows no politics. There's no political stripe here, whether you're liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat. This kind of activity, they don't care. There's no prejudice. They'll kill you flat out if you get in their way. And that's the other thing. People are afraid of stepping forward as a witness because, then you place yourself in jeopardy if they find out that you're, quote unquote, a snitch. So, again, the next Baltimore County executive is going to really have to crack down on this. I don't expect it to be Julian Jones. I really don't. I mean, if he does win. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a 19-year-old Towson University football player facing multiple felony charges will remain behind bars after a judge ordered him held without bail Monday. A hearing for Cordell Jefferson was held in a Baltimore County courtroom not far from Towson's campus, where dozens of friends, family members, former coaches, and fellow football players packed the room in a show of support. Every seat in the courtroom was filled, with some supporters forced
forced to stand along the walls. Jefferson's attorney said even the judge remarked on the unusually large turnout. And severe storms left a trail of damage across central Maryland on Monday. They brought heavy rain, high winds, and tornado warnings for Baltimore City and Baltimore, Anne Arundel, and Howard counties. The storms uprooted and downed trees and power lines throughout the area during the afternoon commute. Thousands of BGE customers were left without power, and the utility is continuing restoration efforts. In Cecil County, a house was struck by lightning, and in Columbia, a tree crashed onto a home. There was a temporary ground stop at BWI, and in Baltimore, the doors opened early for fans waiting to see the K-pop group BTS at M&T Bank Stadium. And Baltimore City is taking action against what it calls the unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices of the Quizana brothers. The city claims the Waz brothers rent unlicensed apartments without working electricity or basic amenities like toilets, heat, or hot water. The complaint alleges that the brothers trap Baltimore's most vulnerable residents in appalling housing conditions and subject their tenants to violent intimidation and harassment. Mayor Brandon Scott says the slumlords knowingly put their tenants in harm's way, and the city will hold them accountable. The city's lawsuit names Benjamin, Isaac, and Ruben Quizana, and several of their LLCs. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
For more than 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has helped people take charge of their health. And right now, they're saying a big thank you to those who trusted Rescue with their wellness needs. During their customer appreciation sale going on now, save an incredible 50% when you mix and match any five or more single bottles. And your order ships free. Just use the promo code VIP50. Whether you're focused on heart health, healthy cholesterol, joint comfort, cognitive support, digestion, or simply feeling your best every day, this is the perfect time to stock up on the premium formulas you know and trust. Or experience the difference Rescue can make for the very first time. Visit res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. To speak with a product consultant ready to help you find the supplements that fit your health goals. Don't miss Rescue's biggest thank you of the year. Save 50% and get free shipping when you mix and match five or more single bottles. Just use promo code VIP50. That's VIP50 at res-q.com.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Tonight, the wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop near 270 has cleared now. So very quickly, that delay, which was back around Connecticut Avenue, is starting to dissipate. So that looks a little better. The inner loop through Prince George's County heading around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, anywhere from Indian Head Highway 214 through there, still looking at delays as you're moving south. So again, you'll factor in the extra time right through there. We still have the heavy traffic coming south on 895 south. It's still stacked up and still moving slow anywhere south from the Erdman Avenue ramp. At one point, it was backed up beyond Pulaski Highway, and now that's starting to get a little better on the southbound side. 95 is still slow from right around Moravia Road all the way into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and steamy day with temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the mid and upper 90s, plus a chance for scattered showers and storms, some downpours, some gusty winds possible. Some scattered showers linger tonight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Twins Orioles, game two of the series tonight at 7:40 p.m. with Brandon Young on the hill for Baltimore as the time continues to tick away on the Orioles season. Team now 5-under at 57-62 with 43 games left to play. Manager Albanez saying the time is now.
You know, right now we gotta go. And this is the point in time in the year and the opponents we're playing and the final sprint to the end of the season and how close the wild card race is. Like, every game is really important. And
one of the players the O's need to get moving is shortstop Gunnar Henderson. All of Henderson's numbers are down this year.
Not many teams have a Gunnar Henderson, and we do. And Gunnar is you know, been struggling for the results, but the process has been great. But, you know, for us to get where we need to go, Gunnar Henderson has to be Gunnar Henderson.
Elsewhere in baseball, former Oriole Adley Rutschman scheduled to make his debut tonight for the Red Sox when they take on the Jays in Toronto. Turning to football, one player who has a unique perspective on Ravens head coach Jesse Minter is rookie tight end Matt Hibner, who played at Michigan when Minter was the defensive coordinator in the national championship season.
I mean, it's interesting. Like, he definitely stands out in the sense of, like, you know, especially at Michigan as a defensive coordinator, just, like, very calm, cool, collected. You know, wasn't super, super loud at practice, you know, getting on guys like the hoorah type of thing, which, you know, in college for defensive coordinators is kind of the more common theme.
Wolverines won the national championship back in 2023. Coming this fall to NFL sidelines, official challenge flag throwers. That's right. NFL head coaches will now be able to designate an assistant to handle the task of throwing the red flag to challenge a call all the way through instant replay. Since the current instant replay rule was put in place back in 1999, only the head coach had been allowed to throw the flag. Meanwhile, in Annapolis, college football, the Navy midshipmen are back at it. And coming off back-to-back impressive seasons, head coach Brian Newberry at the mic.
Encouraged, optimistic, I like what I see. I really like this football team. I like the leadership. I think it's grown tremendously, you know, over the course of the summer.
Over the last two seasons, the midshipmen made program history with back-to-back 10-win campaigns, going 10-3 in 2024, 11-2 in 25. Also, back-to-back wins over Army. A couple of happy heavenly birthdays today. First to the great Herb Brooks, coach of the 1980 USA hockey team, the Miracle on Ice, born on this day in 1937, passed away in 2003. And then how about this? Terry Jean Bollea, or perhaps better known as Hulk Hogan, wrestling icon, born on this day in 1953, passed in 2025. 35 years in the ring for Hulk Hogan, 12-time world champion. The time now is 8:37 when we return a little quiz for the namesake of the show.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Okay, I think the chances of you passing are actually pretty good.
No, you never know.
On this one. And this is in context with the comments that we played earlier from David Rubenstein about under his tenure, they've gone from a first-place team to a last-place team.
Right.
Okay, here's the quiz. It's just one question. Who is the longest-tenured active Major League Baseball general manager without a playoff win?
Without a playoff win?
Mm-hmm. The longest active-tenured MLB GM. Without a playoff win.
Wow. That's a good one. I don't know that many active GMs. I just know, I would say that the Yankees have had a playoff win. And the Red Sox have had a playoff win.
That both of those are true.
The
yeah.
Rays have had a playoff win. I'm sure they have had a playoff win of recent note.
Well, again, this is without a playoff win.
Without a playoff
without,
win.
Right.
Yeah,
who was the longest tenured active MLB GM without a playoff win? So no playoff.
All right, I'll say Mike Elias.
You would be right.
Is that right?
You would be right. Mike Elias, the president of baseball operations, actually, is his title, is the longest-tenured active MLB GM without a playoff win. Took over in 2018. There were a couple of rebuilding years in there.
Right.
He's 0-5 in the playoffs. They were swept in 2023 by the Rangers and then swept in 2024 by the Royals. Meanwhile, 25 of the other 29 teams in MLB have won a playoff game.
Well, you combine that with what Rubenstein has been saying and what you've been playing all morning long, I don't think the future looks bright for Mr. Elias.
But you kind of looked like the weather last night.
Yeah, exactly.
In Reisterstown, Owings
Stormy at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
My goodness.
All right, thanks, Gary.
There
great.
You go.
That's a great trivia question. It's 8:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. And let us join the phone call with Jeff in Phoenix. Hello, Jeffrey.
Sean, good morning. Great show as always. Real quick, regarding the Towson football player, did we not learn anything from Ray Lewis years and years ago? And son, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. All these people that are crying and packing into the courtroom. Where were you all guiding this potential star as he was coming up? But I digress. Ethics. So Michael and Govins, don't ever, from a macro perspective, talk about an area unless you're going to get into details. 25 years ago, Essex was not the Essex today. And a lot has changed, Sean. And for weeks, from 9 until noon on WCBM, Kim Klasick talked about the drug dealing that was going on various corners in Essex.
Mm-hmm.
And as you so alluded earlier regarding this whole thing, and notwithstanding the fact, a couple of years ago, if you remember, right on Kelso in Essex, right, actually, a couple blocks from the courthouse, there was a shooting that an SUV ended up going into a telephone pole. The point is, Sean, once again, we're in an election year, and I hate to keep going to this, but the investors in Baltimore County and the investors in Maryland, who are we, the taxpayers, have been making pathetic decisions regarding who we vote for. And as you referenced earlier, I guess Kathy Klausmeier once again is sleeping it off. But all of this can change in less than 90 days if people will wake up and get involved. And the other thing regarding Essex is Essex has the potential, Essex, Middle River, Chase, etc., all have the potential to be what they once were when there was industry in the areas. So there's PCRC meetings every month at every precinct. People can get involved if they so choose. And the hardworking, law-abiding citizens need to make the decision.
Well, it's a try, you know. There's three components here, Jeff, and you mentioned some of them already. One, I think, knowing you have to have parents that are there, fathers in the homes, parents that are responsible, knowing where their children are, what their children are doing, and who they're befriending, which is, I remember all the time, my parents used to say, you choose your friends carefully. You really should. Secondly is the education system. The education system, I think, is failing for a lot of us in especially Baltimore City and some aspects of Baltimore County. We're not giving these pupils, these kids, the tools they need to be successful. And number three is jobs. You hit it with, again, we don't have industry. We don't have a lot of place where these people can, after high school, if they don't want to go to college, they can work someplace meaningful, get good wages and things of that nature. And when people will turn to drug dealing and ulterior forms of money making, prostitution, whatever, et cetera, if they aren't equipped with the proper tools to be successful. So that's on the leaders and the parents of our county and of this area, that's for sure.
You're spot on, Sean, and I leave you with this real quick. Ross Perot warned us all about this when he was running against George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton. We will hear the big sucking sound back in the 90s, and we are now reaping the air quotes benefit, if you will, of industry leaving. And you make a great point, losing the artisan trades starting in sixth grade, which I think you probably had and I know I had, and it's all about learning life skills and being prepared. As always, Sean, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. 8:43 traffic, weather on the threes now with the update. Lugnuts Johnson.
We're still trying to clear some of this backing at both the Harbor Tunnels, so in the meantime, keep an eye out for that as you're coming south. Things a little better now around the Beltway. No late problems coming in, but in the meantime, we're still looking at some heavy traffic, especially on the west side, but no big deal coming through there. 95 Russell Street, 395. The lanes are open. JFX looks good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Another hot and steamy day today. Highs will be in the low 90s. Chance of scattered showers and storms continue today with heavy downpours and gusty winds. Pretty much the same for the night in the low 70s. A little bit later on this evening. Right now, cloudy, 76 in Ocean City, 74 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good. News, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. A pet goose in Texas is getting credit for saving a family's life after it alerted them to a barn fire. The family was asleep when Goosey started honking really loudly as flames tore through their barn. Luckily, the goose was loud enough, and the family woke up, grabbed a water hose, and put out the fire. And all the animals inside the barn escaped unharmed, too. Again, we have actual audio of the goose alerting the family. Once again, this... I was going to say, this could be a TV interviewer that was trying to ask the goose a few questions on the porch of the front of the family home. But unfortunately, nobody spoke Portuguese, so we weren't able to... And that's really, really, really bad. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owingsville for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owingsville for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
All right, Jen, an indictment announced yesterday against a Baltimore Police City officer accused of faking traffic stops. And so he would fake traffic stops so he didn't have to go on other calls. That was the motivation. And apparently a random audit caught him. Here's the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates.
It was discovered that Officer Hutchins had been making numerous false reports of traffic stops in the electronic reporting system, CAD, for at least 4 months.
According to court records, grand jury issued 5 misconducts in office, 4 falsifying public record charges against Daquan Hutchins. If found guilty of all the charges, he could face a maximum of 12 years in the slammer and $4,000 fine for all 4 falsifying public record charges. In one case, when he allegedly was making a traffic stop, he was actually ordering a smoothie.
The defendant was seen idle in his car and not conducting any traffic enforcement during the illegitimate document stops. Officer Hutchins was seen engaging in personal matters such as ordering a smoothie at a smoothie store. While having documented that he was engaged in traffic enforcement at that time.
Meanwhile, Commissioner Richard Worley weighed in, and what he said was the issue in this indictment.
The issue here is the integrity of the police activity that was reported, not the improper collection or use of information belonging to members of the public.
Yeah, and here's where it affects other officers. I mean, you know, you're alleged a traffic stop. You're not pulling over anybody. You're sitting there drinking a smoothie, and all of a sudden you get a call that an officer needs assistance, or you get another call that you have to go. That may be a very serious accident, or someone in jeopardy or in harm's way, and you don't answer the bell.
He was sitting there while the rest of the people, officers who were probably already short on that shift anyway, were having to cover calls that he wasn't doing.
Yeah, and Bates said this is amounts to dereliction of duty.
This officer placed a burden on his brothers and sisters in uniform and potentially jeopardized their safety.
Yeah, so according to the Baltimore Sun, Hutchins was hired back in March of 2021 from 2025 showed that Hutchins has made $66,000 in fiscal 2024, which to me I still underpaid for Baltimore police officers. But again, I'm wondering how his fellow officers feel about Officer Hutchins if he indeed is guilty of this. And again, everyone is, including officers, are presumed innocent until proven guilty. But that is an indictment that he gets his day in court, due process, and a trial as well. Right, still to come, we're going to take a look at, there's more disturbing news about gain-of-function research in the United States, and we're still paying for it in spite. And coming up next, we'll tell you about a Democrat socialist member who wants to abolish prisons and wants to let all the rapists run free, and how she got stumped by a question from a TV interviewer. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. Don't forget, the best of Casey & Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:51, and if you missed it earlier on in the show, leading off the show at 6 o'clock hour, we revealed that Senator Ron Johnson has gotten a hold of the text of Fauci's government-issued phone, and over 34,000 text exchanges with just three contacts. That's it. Dr. Rochelle Walensky was one. Vivek Murthy was another. I can't remember who the third was. But, again, we find out that while publicly telling pregnant women there was no risk to their pregnancies or to their babies, that there were great concerns about their pregnancies and their babies if they receive the CCP virus jab in the first trimester, specifically the Moderna. But both were problematic. And what they found was there was, when you pulled out all the bogus stuff in the later trimesters, that and again, it would be interesting to see what the studies were there, how it affected children's development, if at all. But there was an 82% miscarriage rate in the first trimester. 82%. And there was also warnings that they were seeing mutations in developing babies in utero in that first trimester as well. This after all of them. Fauci, the doctor, alleged Dr. Rochelle Walensky, and Vivek Murthy all knew of the risks in the first trimester. These women were misled. They were deceived. How many lost their babies as a result of this deception? How many children were born with deformities or a compromised immune system or whatever? Based on, there's no reason for any pregnant woman to take the shot, ever. And there's no reason for the children to have taken the jab, ever. And yet this is the big lie that was told to us, and I think that's just one of the many crimes that Fauci and his ilk should be charged with. And we'll see if Todd Blanche is up to the task or not. He's got a lot of heavy lifting. He's got that, and he's got the holding the people accountable for the soft coup, the Russia hoax. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, light slowing, still there. We're moving, but we're moving slowly going into both the harbor tunnels. We have moved in quite a bit from where we were about 45 minutes ago, but still around O'Donnell Street on 95, about the same thing going into the old harbor tunnel. And there are some slow pockets on the Beltway. We started to clear out, but now we're slow a little bit at Hartford Road, the interloop at Greenspring, and still coming down the west side in that area between right around Liberty Road and up through that area, working your way all the way down, finally getting better after the ramps at Route 40. A couple of minor accidents in the city on the west side on Caton Avenue, just south of Frederick Avenue. There's a wreck downtown at Franklin at Cathedral. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
525 Weather Authority forecast. Another hot and steamy one today with a chance of thunderstorms again. Low 90s. Heavy downpours, gusty winds possible just like last evening. Tonight, more chances of scattered showers, and we'll have lows in the 70s. Right now, we're looking at 74 in Parkville, cloudy skies, 75 in Pasadena. Kim Klasick live coming up next. And Kim, what you got coming on the show?
Well, good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Do you remember the weather being this
aggressive in the past few years. I feel like we've had a lot of really harsh weather, right? Another tornado touched the ground, apparently, in Dundalk yesterday.
I just think that in summertime, with thunderstorms, depending upon any number, it depends on a lot of issues. I think some call it the El Nino effect, which can affect California and it comes eastward. But again, it's periodic. It's cyclical. We've had bad summers and bad storms before. I think last year wasn't as volatile, but this year, obviously, we got some really nasty weather.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everybody's okay. I know we have a lot of listeners in Dundalk, but hopefully everybody's fine.
Yeah, we got power outages again.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a great show planned today. Jim Rutledge is going to be in studio at 11 o'clock. He's running for Attorney General position. He is a Republican nominee.
Right.
So we'll see if he can take down Anthony Brown in November.
Yeah, the Center Square is out with this report that 20-plus Democrats all signed on and colluded to try to take Trump down with lawfare.
Yeah.
Prior to him getting the nomination. So there was a plot, there was a scheme, and Brown was one of them.
Right, yeah. So we'll talk about that at 11 o'clock. Also, the Baltimore City police officer that was indicted for not giving people tickets, Sean. I almost want to free this man. I was like, wait a minute. So he didn't give out tickets?
Well, that's a little different. If he was pulling people over and not giving them tickets, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when he's faking the traffic stops.
Yes, he's faking them. But you know what? Commissioner Worley said he did not turn in the license plates.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I might want to be his attorney.
You're going to play one on the radio today?
Yes, right. Exactly. We'll talk about that, of course. And I did see where, obviously, there's a lot of primaries that are happening across the country today. We'll talk about that. But, you know, Max Miller in Ohio 7th, he's got a lot of accusations. I know they're just accusations as of right now.
Right.
That's a flippable district, Sean. It's a purple district. I hope that it is not true. What is he being accused of when it comes to his ex-wife and, of course, his ex-father-in-law and all the abuse allegations? Because I would think that a Democrat in an October surprise could take this seat. And I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, Ohio's getting to be very interesting. Vivek Ramaswamy race is very interesting with Amy Acton out there. She had a heck of a word salad a la Kamala Harris the other day. So Ohio's very interesting. We'll have to keep a close eye on Ohio.
Yeah. Well, I hope we continue to maintain the House.
The big race out in Wisconsin is Francesca Hahn.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
She's continuing to surge in the polls.
Yeah.
It's so scary.
Maybe people feel sorry because she was a cutter. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, you get that person help. You don't put them in office.
Well, she'd go with the rest of the crazies in Washington.
Yep, true.
All right, thanks. We'll be tuned in at 9 o'clock. Kim Klasick. Speaking of crazies, a Democrat, I like to call him deranged socialist of America instead of Democrat. But anyway, she was on a news show. She was asked a very basic question about what society does with criminals like rapists when all the prisons have been abolished. She had no answer and tried to veer into her standard talking points. The reason she had no answer is because there is no answer.
So if my daughter is assaulted and raped, is there any agency that would seek to find her assailant and bring him to justice?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
What would
absolutely
it be if not police, and where would he be if not a jail?
So I guess I really want to avoid getting kind of caught into these hypotheticals and talk more about the reality that we're actually facing right now, which is that we're spending absolutely outrageous amounts of money on police and policing, and we're not spending money on things that actually make people safe.
You know, the reality is, these people do not live in the real world. I'm convinced of that. The reality is there are evil people out there that commit horrific, heinous crimes. There are people who rape other people. And so, again, she's telling us, well, we've got to find out where the money's going. And I don't care where the money's going. I want that person off the street.